This is episode number 10 of the Interactive Distractions Podcast for the week of January 28th, 2008. Coming up on this week's episode, we've got this week's distractions, gaming news, we bust out the crystal ball with our predictions for 08, new releases, listener email, and the amazing question of the week.
Hello and welcome to Interactive Distractions episode number 10.
Two full hands.
Double digits, finally.
Yeah.
And we were a week late because we suck.
I know. It's because of my fault. My bad. My internet connection sucks balls.
We'll get to this later.
Or lack of one.
You got some hate mail.
Oh, shit.
My name is Chris Riccio, and I am here with Jason A. Stryker.
Hello.
And Jeff Chorney.
That'd be me.
And we're glad to be with you again, and we have quite a show lined up for you. But first, Jason, how you doing? What's been going on, man?
I've been doing pretty good. I'm very sheepish right now because we missed last week, but that's completely Jeff's fault. Everybody blame him.
It's cool.
But no, otherwise very good. It was actually kind of nice to... Yeah, it gave me an opportunity to play some new stuff, or some more stuff, I should say. So I'm doing all right.
Cool. Jeff, how are you, man?
I'm doing okay. I haven't had internet access for almost a week now, and I'm kind of stealing someone's from around here because we found a secureless connection, and we're stealing it right now, so fun times.
You know what's going to happen? We're going to be halfway through the cast, and they're going to realize that someone else has taken up their bandwidth and cut them off. And we're going to be in the middle of like a feature and be like, Jeff.
Yeah, knowing our luck, for sure.
They're probably trying to download the Devil May Cry demo right now and like, what the fuck's taking so long?
Speaking of,
my internet connection.
23% right now.
23%.
We're going to monitor this throughout the show.
No, we are. I'm hoping it's going to be done by the time we finish.
For the record, mine finished in 15 minutes. So there you go.
And
we'll pin it rose on your nose.
Like 3.5 hours in and still about 50%.
Wow.
What the fuck?
Yeah. WTF.
Well, I've just been pretty saddened that we missed last week, and I know it was beyond our control, but I want to apologize to the 4 or 5 listeners that we have.
Yes, I'm truly sorry. Sorry, yes, yeah.
And I also wanted to mention that we did find out that there is something wrong with our audios. We had a couple people that it's kind of a sensitive subject with Jason right now, and we had a couple people try and send us audios and it wasn't working correctly, and that was actually because of a problem on audio's side, and Jason sent them some a request about trying to figure out what's going on. Did they ever get back to you?
No, it never got back to me. See, the deal with them right now is that they're going through a complete and total restructuring phase. They're going to release a version 2 of their new software. They were bought out by a new company, and they're building everything from the ground up. And they switched a lot of the existing services over to a new server and everything, and shit just got bonked up. So, yeah, they're trying to fix the more important things. I guess send me an audio rate's very low on their list. So for the time being, we are audio-less. On the flip side, once they are up and running again, they're promising a lot of really, really cool features. So I'm going to keep an eye on them and make sure that they make good on their word. And when they're up to snuff, we'll put them back on the site again.
That's right. We are searching for alternatives at this time. And as soon as we get something, we will let you guys know.
Yeah, by next week, I should have something worked out. And it might be a voicemail line, might be a Skype thing. We'll see. But next week, we should have something.
Cool. Well, let's get to the get this thing moving. Jason, what's distracting you from real life this week?
Rock Band.
This past 2 weeks, I should say.
Rock Band.
11 weeks and counting.
That is so true.
What did I download recently? I got the Oasis pack today.
Ooh, nice.
That was utter shite. Oh, my God.
Oh, really?
Oh, was it really?
It was really bad. Well, the drumming, anyway.
Is it just boring or what?
Terribly unfun.
That sucks.
What else have I been playing? In our hiatus. You guys have heard of Mass Effect, right?
No.
Never heard of it.
No? It's a really cool game. No. You should try it.
Oh, that's weird game that we're going to do a bonus show on.
That's right.
Oh, okay.
Why are we wasting our time on that?
Now that's why I'm playing it again. Actually, I did beat it this past weekend, and I promptly turned right around and created a super bitchy chick character, and I'm getting some blue lady action.
Hell yes.
Hell's yeah. Anyway. Aside from that, let's see. Oh, Unreal Tournament on the PS3. What did I do with that? I downloaded a mod, Action Cam. This is extremely cool. Do you know why?
I know why. You told me. Why don't you tell the listeners?
Makes everything third person.
Ah, see?
So one of the biggest gripes that you have... Yeah, one of the biggest gripes you have about first-person shooters is that it's first person. So if you want to make it a third-person shooter, it does a phenomenal job.
Awesome.
And you really should try it out.
I'm probably going to come by and check it out and then decide if I want to be a purchaser or not.
Do it.
Now, Jeff, Jason, did you play Unreal Championship 2?
Which
for
system?
Xbox?
For Xbox? I don't think that I did.
It was, no, yeah, they had an option you could do third person or not. Or first.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was just going to see if you played how it compares to that. But yeah, I just thought it was pretty hard to play in third person because it moves way too fast.
And that's okay for me. I'll deal with it. Let's see, what else I can do in? I picked up Street Fighter Anniversary on the Xbox, the old Xbox.
Oh, nice.
I'm in training because HD Remix is coming up pretty soon. I'm feeling it in my bones. It's coming. So.
And all the timing and everything is supposed to be exactly the same. So that's
So I got to get boned up. But yeah.
Well, which games come on that disc actually? Which ones?
On
like,
one,
is it all?
They've got Street Fighter 3, Third Strike,
uh-huh,
as one game in of itself, and then on the other side, it's a compilation of like all the Street Fighter 2s. So that's the original. That's Turbo Championship Edition, Super and Super Turbo.
Yeah, and Super Turbo is what they're remixing, right?
Yeah.
That's right.
Cool.
But this, it's a standalone game, but it's got all of the characters combined. So you can choose, right before you choose your character, which version that you want. So you can have a Super Turbo Ken versus Championship Edition Chun-Li or something.
Oh, neat.
That's kind of neat. That's kind of cool.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's my week. That's my week.
Cool. Jeff, on to you, man. 2 weeks. What you been doing?
I know. 2 weeks. I got quite a bit, I guess. I actually have some Wii stuff I played. Woohoo, it's about time.
Wait, you have a Wii?
No kidding. I don't think I've talked about playing the Wii since we've started this. I don't think once, actually. But, I finally played Knight's Journey into Dreams.
I was hoping you were going to say that.
Yeah, and it's Knight's. Neither of you guys have played it, though, right?
I have
the hell out of it.
I know,
the original one.
Yeah. It's very much like that. I didn't play too much of it, made the first few levels, but with this one, I found they made it a lot more gay.
Nice.
I honestly don't know if I just don't remember it being like this when it was on Saturn, but it's just very. Yeah. Like, I don't know, like, there's, like, talking owls and the knight's character, I don't know if it's a guy or a girl, and he or she is very flamboyant, the way it moves and talks and everything is so skippy, like, and happy and just kind of...
Gay.
Yeah, it's just... Yeah, exactly. I'm just like, okay, I would honestly be embarrassed to play this in front of my friends. Just because they'd look at me like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
You know, I was sitting here, you were pausing for that 1 second, I'm like, oh, he's looking for the right intelligent word to say for this, and then gay pops out, I'm like, oh,
seriously, that's the first thing I thought, like, I watched the introduction, you know, you go into the first level, and what was cool about the first night is basically that, like, a little short intro, and then you were put in the game, and you played the game, and there wasn't much of a storyline or whatnot, and not too many cutscenes or anything, but this has, like, the cutscenes, and you're walking around, you gotta talk to this talking owl thing, and it's kind of telling you how to play, and when I actually got to play in the game, it plays very much like the first Knights, which is really good. It still kind of holds up. It's kind of, for those who haven't played it, like Chris, it's basically you're on a 2D, it's a 2D game in a 3D environment. So you're kind of
played it. I just didn't play it a lot.
Oh, okay. So, well, for those listening that haven't played it, and you're basically just going around, you got to collect these little orb things, and you have to collect a certain amount of them, which will give you a key to unlock this kind of gate thing, which then gets you to go down a second. There's like three or four rails per se per level, and after you do that you fight a boss character, and it grades you each time you do it. So the fun of the game is replaying the levels and just trying to get like that A score, that S score, which is like the super, you're super good or you're super gay. And then you just fight this boss, and the first boss battle was very similar to the first boss in the first night's game, this big bloated clowny fat woman looking thing. And you just got to basically grab onto her and throw her and break her through these barriers and get her to the top of the level, and you win. That's about as much as I played for it, but I've been hearing a lot of stories. They kind of threw in levels in between that you're basically the kids just walking around kind of like on your feet, which kind of takes away the whole idea. I mean, you just be flying the entire game.
Yeah, didn't they have parts like that in the first one? I think that's what turned me off from it.
You did, but literally for about 2 seconds. Like, if you wanted to, you could walk around as those characters, but you're not supposed to. You're supposed to basically walk up to that kind of gazebo-looking thing, and then all of a sudden you turn into knights, and then you kind of start playing the level. Whereas this one actually has levels where you have to play as these kids and do certain things to advance, which I didn't play one of those levels. I didn't get far enough. I just kind of decided I played it. I was like, it's like knights. Don't really want to play it anymore right now, and didn't make it to those levels. But that would definitely turn me off from the game if that is true, just because the fun of Knights was actually felt
flying
like you
around.
Were flying, even though it was 2D, it was kind of really cool.
Yeah.
I don't think I couldn't recommend it as a buy to people who, because right now it is still $50. If it was like $20 or $30, I'd say definitely pick it up, because if you haven't played the first one, it's definitely a good ode to that game, and it's kind of a good, brings back a lot of nostalgia. Even a lot of the music's really similar to the first game too, which it has a kind of really poppy kind of soundtrack and happy soundtrack, but it fits the game and it's kind of cool. But yeah, that was Knights. I'm gonna probably try it again sometime this weekend, hopefully, and see what those other levels are about.
Well, I can't wait to hear about how the kid walking around level goes.
Yeah, I can't see it being too fun actually.
That sounds great.
But yeah, it's exciting, eh? No weapons, no gun, no sword, just a kid walking around. With this flamboyant Furby, exactly.
Oh,
man. Well, that was my my time with my Wii. And we'll move on to PS3. I played a little bit more Ratchet & Clank. Chris kind of got me thinking, like, yeah, I haven't played that in a while. I'm going to play another level. So I played exactly one more level. And like I've said many times, that's what I love about that game. I can play a level, put it down, play another level like a month later, a couple of weeks later, and still love the game. I think I'm pretty close to the end. I think I have one level left or something like that. So, have you beat it? You did beat it, right, Chris?
I did beat it. I'll talk about that.
Okay. But yeah, what else did I play on the PS3? I downloaded the Stardust HD demo. Ooh. Just to give it another try. I really like the game. Cool. I don't think I'd buy it just because I know I'd probably play it once or twice and never play it again. I kind of told myself I'm going to stop buying these little PSN and Xbox Live games, because literally I'll play them for a day, for like an hour or two, and then never touch them again.
Yeah, I'm like that with some of them too.
Yeah, the only ones I consistently play are like Street Fighter 2 and the Mortal Kombat 2 and Mortal Kombat 3. That's basically it. And Geometry Wars.
Well, see, if you play Geometry Wars, you probably go back to this.
True. Yeah. But the thing is, I don't play Geometry Wars to play Geometry Wars. It's usually when I'm looking at my TV thinking, what am I going to play? And so I just kind of go to Geometry Wars and be like, okay, I'll play this for a while till I decide. Because I have a lot more 360 games than I do PS3 games, so
yeah.
It's harder to decide.
I know that they're supposed to be releasing a multiplayer pack so that you can play online co-op on Stardust HD. And I'll definitely be getting that, because I love that game, so yeah.
You love those shooters, don't you? So that
kind of
helps.
Not all of them. I mean, I do like them, but it's like, I mean, I was never a fan of Robotron. I didn't like Geometry Wars all that much. You know, I like Super Stardust HD, and I really like
Everyday Shooter.
And those two are really the only ones. Like, I tried Nucleus, and it was boring. I tried Blast Factor, and it was like, whatever. But Super Stardust and Everyday Shooter, they were good buys for me. I liked them. So.
What's the new one? Omega 5? Is that it?
That's the new one.
Oh, yeah.
Haven't tried that yet.
Yeah. Tried the demo, and I'm not a huge fan of it. I think Chris would like it, though.
Really?
So, yeah, because you are a fan of like side scroller shoot 'em ups like R Type, Gradius, and whatnot.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, I think you would like this. It's an extremely gorgeous game, but I don't know. Not my style.
Shmups. I like shmups.
Shmups. I like the word shmups.
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 Moving on.
That on my list. Yeah, sorry. Okay, so that was it on PS3, 360. Just the other day, I got back into Orange Box. I'm playing through episode 2 again. Not again, but continuing episode 2. Now I think I'm getting into the juicy good stuff, because before, it was at the beginning, it's still very similar to episode 1, where you're kind of like underground or in these buildings and same kind of environments, but now I'm kind of out in the open now, and I see like what advantage they've done with episode 2 to make it look different than episode 1, and it looks really freaking good. And yeah, so I'm enjoying that. I want to try to play through that by the end of the weekend. Played some.
How long are those games? How long is like Half-Life 2?
Half-Life 2 is really long. Half-Life 2 is probably about, well, for a first-person shooter, I'd say about 15 hours.
Hmm. Wow.
I think. And episode 1 was about 4 or 5. I can't really remember. And then I've not gotten like episode 2. They're good. Really, I like them. Played some NBA 2K8, basically because couldn't really play anything online for a while, so I kind of stick to single-player stuff, and because my Raptors are kind of a little bit on a roll, wanted to play some video game basketball, and I'm not too good at it. Not doing too well. When you go away from an NBA game or a sports game, and you kind of forget how the computer plays, you kind of get your ass kicked. So, yeah. Mass Effect, of course, picked that up again because of our show, basically. So I started that other character again, female character, Renegade. We kind of have a theme going on here, don't we?
Yeah, I think we do, yeah.
And just played that a little bit, just trying to touch up on some things, and I ended up playing it for actually a couple hours. I was like, I was going to, you know, kind of refresh what it's like, and next thing you know, 2 hours go by.
Yeah, I'm only about, I don't even think I'm at 2 hours yet. I pretty much finished Eden Prime, and then I went back to the Citadel, and I'm just kind of walking around trying to talk to whoever I need to talk to, and, you know, just doing that.
Cool. And then the last game I guess I played Call of Duty 4 last night. Once we figured out we can kind of steal this internet connection, I jumped online and played some Call of Duty 4 with some friends, and it was fun. It was, because I haven't played again in a couple of weeks, I figured it would be a slaughtering, but it actually wasn't that bad. I'm not sure if it just kind of matches up with people who are similar skill, but that can't really be the case, because people in that game just play the crap out of it. Because you know the prestige mode, right, where you get to level 50 and it kind of resets, or 55, then it resets, you do it all over again. There's guys who've done that like 3 or 4 times. It's like, these guys play any other games?
Well, I heard that didn't Call of Duty just take over for the top spot as most played online game on Xbox Live?
Yeah,
for 1 week so far. Yeah, it will too. I think it'll stay up there for a bit. It's really good. Yeah. I love it. You haven't played it on
Call of Duty. No, not yet. Not yet. I'm afraid to.
we'll get you on there.
All right, man.
And, that's basically all I've been playing. PSP, I kind of touched on my other games, each one of them, here and there, but nothing to talk about, really. Just kind of played an extra level in Jeanne d'Arc and a little bit of Logan Shadow and so forth. But yeah, that's pretty much it.
Cool. Let's see. I'm going to start with the DS. I played and finished Castlevania Dawn of Sorrow, finally. It's still not as good as Portrait. I liked it, and, you know, I went through and I got, like, 100% map coverage and all that other stuff, and, you know, leveled up a bunch of my weapons, and, you know, I did quite a bit of it, and, you know, I liked it a lot, but it wasn't Portrait of Ruin. And I think probably what annoyed me the most was having to hold the stylus in my mouth while I was fighting a boss. So
yeah, exactly.
That when I killed the boss, I had to take the stylus and, you know, draw that stupid seal, and it's like, man, what a waste. But, you know, it opens up, there's like 4 or 5 endings, and I think I saw 3 of them. 2 of them were the bad ones, quote unquote. And one of the bad ones actually opens up Julius mode, where you can use Julius Belmont. So, I actually I played a little bit with him. I got to like the second boss, and yeah, second boss handed my ass to me on a plate. So I was like, all right, that's enough for now.
I think we're like in the minority there. I think most people who played both prefer Dawn of Sorrow over Portrait of Ruin.
I've heard mixed. I think it might be split in half. I think it's 50-50. Yeah, I've heard a bunch of people say that they like Portrait of Ruin better.
Yeah, I like Portrait better.
Yeah, I do too. One of the things that I thought was cool was that in Julius mode, in Dawn of Sorrow, I forgot the chick's name. The blonde chick that upgrades your weapons. But when you go talk to her with Julius, she joins you. And then you can flip characters back and forth like you do in Portrait of Ruin.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of neat. And whenever she actually, whenever she lands a hit, you gain hit points back.
Hmm.
So, yeah, it's kind of cool. Let's see. 360. I picked up Call of Duty 4 again. I mentioned I had beat it a while back, and I picked it up again and decided, hey, what the hell? Let's see what this veteran mode is about.
How'd you do?
Well, the first thing I did is I played the, you know, that training level where you go through the ship. I played that until I got it in below 20 seconds.
Okay.
So after I did that, then I said, okay, now I'm going to go play on veteran. And, you know, veteran, I got through the first stage. I died maybe like two or three times. And got through the second stage, died maybe two or three times. Got to the third stage. Holy crap. I've never seen so many bullets fly up my ass. I mean, it's ridiculous. Yeah. You walk out, and I think what really gets me about it is that it seems like whenever an enemy character comes around a corner, they already know that you're there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, and before you even know that they're there, they've already shot you twice.
Yeah.
So, and that's what's making it. So it's basically, if you want to play the game on veteran, it looks like you have to memorize the levels.
In base, that's what you have to do.
Yeah. And
that's why I don't like it.
Yeah. I don't see myself doing that very often, but, you know, I got to, I can say I got through the first two stages and I got to stage three and got my ass handed to me. So I'm done.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah. I also picked up Full Auto, and I'm actually having a lot of fun with it. You know, I got it for like $16, and it's Burnout with guns mounted on the front of the car. It's pretty much
it is.
That's what it seems like. And I'm having a lot of fun with it. I hate driving around in the trucks because the trucks are ridiculously bad. they bounce around like they were high bounce balls or something, and it's like every time you hit a pebble and it flies up in the air. And it's like, okay, shit, what the hell am I supposed to do? And all the trucks all the trucks and the Jeep and the SUV and whatever, if you're like right behind a car and you're firing at this car, it's going right over them because you're too high. So you have to kind of aim your gun, and that's another thing. I'm not a big fan of aiming your gun while you're driving. It's annoying, but let's see. I started playing Mass Effect again, and like my two compadres here, I started up a bitch.
A bitch.
Yes. So I'm going full renegade. I think I'm almost already to 20% renegade.
You're not just like generalizing women, are you?
No.
There goes all of our female listeners.
She's a bitch.
Her attitude is quite bitchy.
I made a point of it. And she's a badass. I also decided to go biotic because I feel like I'm a Sith with a gun. That's really, I mean, it's like you use the throw ability and all it is a force push and they just go.
You want to save some material for the special?
Oh, damn it. Moving on. I downloaded Undertow.
So for our 5-minute Mass Effect special next week.
Yeah.
But I downloaded Undertow, the free game that we got for our Xbox Live outage that I never actually, you know,
yes,
noticed.
Yes, sir.
Interesting game.
Yeah.
It's like an action strategy, like an action real-time strategy game. That's I can see it being a ton of fun multiplayer.
Yeah.
Now I need to try that. I only played it for like 10 minutes, but you know, I'm going to go back to it.
What I don't like about that is, okay, we got it for free, that's great and everything. But people who already bought the game can call Microsoft and they get a refund full for the game. They can get anything they want.
Yeah.
Which was kind of a pain in the ass to do. I did that. I called up and I talked to some woman who barely spoke English. And she had no idea what I was talking about. She's like, "You were downloading game?" I'm like, "Yes."
Are you downloading it to your VCR?
No, I downloaded the game already. I paid for it. And she's like, "Well, what's wrong?" I'm like, "You guys are supposed to give me a game for free. I already bought it." She's like, "I'll get my supervisor."
Thank you.
She had no idea what I was talking about. He was fine. He knew what was going on. He refunded it.
Yeah.
And I had points on my account before I even hung up the phone.
Yeah. There was a someone on GLF. I think his name is Thomas. He said he went through the same thing. He called one time and you know, the person he was talking to didn't know what the fuck he was talking about. And then he called back and, you know, he got someone who knew exactly what was going on and said it was a real smooth transaction. But the first time he said it didn't. It was like pulling teeth, apparently. So
yeah, I don't know. I've had bad experiences with Xbox support, by the way.
Luckily, I had to call them yet. So
really, I've never heard of a bad experience with Xbox support.
I've never had to call them. Does that count as not having a bad one?
It's probably the closest thing you can get to not having a bad one.
Well, I took such a major issue with it because I was trying to get my old gamer tag back. Like, I had Unistrike, and Unistrike is what I use pretty much everywhere else. It's my screen name everywhere and a PSN name. But I wanted it for my live account as well, and I had it years ago. Let it slide. Got the 360, and I'm like, I need this shit back. And they would not let me change it because I couldn't remember the last four digits of the credit card that I used 5 years ago.
Oh, and
I'm
God.
Like, so here I am, willing to give you money. I'm like, let me get this straight. I'm willing to give you guys money for an account right now, but you're refusing to help me out. And she's like, yeah, basically. And I'm like, son of a bitch. And I hung up.
That's pretty shitty.
I don't know. Yeah, that's why I'm J-Strike on live. No more Unistrike.
It's sad. Tear.
Yes.
Okay, anyway. let's see, PS3, more Rock Band, of course. Jason, you'd be proud of me. I made it all the way through Medium on drums.
Yes.
Including nice. All the bonus songs and most of the downloadable songs. So I'm going to switch over to...
No, that sucks, because then you're going to want to play drums on Rock Band Friday.
As long as I get one or two songs on drums, I'm fine. But I'm going to start playing on hard pretty soon.
Okay, guys, what's the etiquette of kicking somebody out of a fake band?
It hurts.
I don't know.
If you're the one getting kicked out before you even play, it feels pretty bad. I can tell you firsthand. Tina, I'm talking to you.
You hear me? Yeah, I wanted to
Does she listen to our show?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Hey, I know John listens. John, you need to make Tina listen. Tell her we mentioned her. Let's see. Okay, I also played Ratchet and Clank and beat it. And I love the game. It's awesome. I actually was obsessed enough that I kept using weapons that got me Raritanium so I could do all of my upgrades. So all of my weapons are upgraded. They're not all leveled up to level 5, but they're all upgraded. I beat the game, and then it asks if you want to start over and do challenge mode, and I started it over. I just haven't really played it on challenge mode yet. But the ending is... the ending leaves it wide open. Wide open. And Jeff, you'll see what I mean soon, so...
Mm-hmm.
But
do you think they'll make a sequel?
No.
Well, no, the question is, do you think they'll make two sequels at the same time?
Oh, really?
Yes. And that's all I'm going to say about that. Speaking of Insomniac, I bought Resistance.
Woo! How do you feel?
Pretty good. The story is really good. So far, you know, I'm really enjoying it.
It's good. The only thing I don't like about how, I don't like the way they present the story, how it's all narrative.
Oh, yeah. I can see where you're going with that.
It takes you out of the game.
Yeah, I see where you're going with that. But I kind of like it. It keeps my attention. And, you know, having an English chick recite all this stuff to you is kind of sexy. So.
I actually went to try to find Resistance because we'll have more in the news segment, but I can't find it anywhere. Now all of a sudden it's sold out everywhere I go. So obviously
I went to Best Buy and bought it brand new.
Oh, nice! Yeah. I can't even find it new.
Really?
But then again, there's only like three stores I usually check around my area sold out. But I'll go into my theory why I think that is, but when we do the news segment. So as you were.
Gotcha. Last and definitely not least, I downloaded the Devil May Cry demo. Which what are you guys on now?
43%.
All right.
I don't know. It's not in the living.
Oh, okay. but I did download it for PS3. I haven't downloaded the 360 one yet, but I probably will. And there's actually two stages that they let you demo. The first one is like... It's in like a city area, and they give you 10 minutes, and they're like, go! And, you're running around, you're killing people, and they have... you have the gun and the sword, and you also have... what's the new guy's name?
Nero?
Yeah, and he's got the glowy hand thing going on. and you can do some powerful stuff with that. It's actually mapped to a different button. So you've got gun, sword, and, you know, you're basically powerhouse punch. And he basically can, with that, he just picks him up and throws him on the ground. And then you can combo it in and do all kinds of stuff. But they made, the combat is really simple, but it seems like the movements with the stick actually make a big difference on what you're doing. And so it's like if you have the stick pointed at the enemy that you're locked onto, he'll do these like huge swipes at him. And if you point away from him, then he'll launch him up in the air, and then you can jump up in the air and slash at him some more, or you can fire your gun and keep him up in the air. And so the combat I haven't played Devil May Cry since the first one, so I'm not sure how much different it is from three. Yeah,
that's pretty much how it worked in 3 too.
Okay, yeah. But I remember in the first one you could launch them up in the air and you can keep them up in the air with the two guns. In this one you only have one gun, but overall I had a lot of fun playing it, and I'll probably play it several more times. The second demo stage is an ice stage, and you fight these three. They're not like bosses, but they're not regular enemies. They're like stronger versions of regular enemies. And once you get through those, then you get to this huge fire boss. It's the one that they showed in all the videos.
Oh, okay, cool.
And I think it was in the wasn't he in the trailer? Like the trailer video that they released the first time? But man, he kicked my ass. I got to figure out how to beat him. Yeah, he kicked my ass.
Because BSV, he posted on the GLF forums today that the boss is ridiculously easy. And if he's saying something is easy, Chris.
Yeah, well.
That's saying something.
I could just suck at the game. I don't know, you know. But I really didn't. It's like I went up and there's one way that you can, like, you knock him up in the air. And then you can punch him across the stage. And I did it like twice, and then I couldn't do it again. I couldn't figure out why I wasn't working. So I don't know. I gotta go back and find out if I can figure out the subtle differences in what I was doing to get it to work. Mm-hmm. But
it seemed pretty cool. Lived up.
Yeah,
to
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it a lot. The combat was pretty easy as far as like how to do stuff. I mean, I'm sure the game will end up being harder than the demo, because the first demo was not hard. The first stage demo. And then, the actual glove that he has, it works as a grappling arm as well. You can get an item that makes it work as a grappling arm, but you can only use it in certain spots.
And it lets you do that in the demo?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Yeah. It's a cool little feature. It's one of those things, again, where you can only do it in spots that are marked, but it's still cool to watch.
Oh, kind of like the
look
in God of War 2
across
kind
the
of thing.
Screen. Yeah, there you go.
Cool.
But yeah, I think you guys will enjoy it. So download it and
I can't wait.
Yeah, give it a try and let me know what you think.
I bought my PS2 for Devil May Cry 1.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, that was the game that made me believe that the PS2 was time to put my Dreamcast to rest and
cheer.
It was the first game, yeah, that said, okay, yeah, I'm like never gonna get this anything like this on Dreamcast. So
yeah, I bought the first one too. I skipped the second one. I have the third one sitting on my shelf. I haven't played it yet.
It's good. It's just ridiculously hard.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. But I got the director's cut or the special edition or whatever.
Yeah, same.
And I heard they actually made it easier in that one.
They didn't really make it easier. They just put it in the first one. If you died, you had to start the entire level all over again. Whereas this one now it has like checkpoints. That's basically what they did. Yeah. So it's still, the challenge is still there, but it's still tough. I never beat it. I gave up on it. I'm like, you know what, fuck this.
Oh, okay.
This is way too hard. The bosses are just ridiculous. Be hard.
Well, I'll give it a shot. I want to try and play it before 4 comes out, which is next, like in 2 weeks. So yeah. God knows that won't happen, but you know.
Do you have it, Chris?
Do I have 3?
The one that, mm-hmm.
Yes, I do have 3.
You do?
I just haven't played it.
Gotcha.
Actually, no, now that I think about it, there is actually an easy version in the limited edition, but you have to die like 3 or 4 times at the same spot. It'll really open up that for you.
It opens up and says, "You suck, here you go."
Basically, and then it still kicks your ass.
Yeah, it does.
I'm sure I will experience that. Alrighty. Well, that's it for me. Cool. We have, well, we kind of have 2 weeks of news to cover, but I'm sure everyone already knows most of the shit. So we're just going to cover last week and a couple of things from the week before. Jeff, what do you got for us?
All right. Well, first, the biggest and baddest thing I have to say right now is I am at 47%. And other than that...
That is awesome.
See, weren't you at like 44?
I heard
44,
it was 43,
like...
though.
I'm at, oh, just went to 48.
Ooh. Holy shit.
Yep. It's good stuff. And it's right on track. Exactly. It's important stuff, guys. Come on. But other big, huge news, and I didn't... Okay, I'm just going to say it. Resistance 2 was announced, finally. Everyone knew it was in the works, because Insomniac, those guys live up to their name, and they work nonstop on game. And it's going to be hit, hopefully, this fall, with 8-player co-op, two campaigns, one for multiplayer, one for single player, 60-player awesome. Multiplayer.
Awesome.
That's ridiculous. I wasn't excited for Resistance 2, because I wasn't a huge fan of the first one. I thought single player, I thought it was pretty competent. I didn't really like the multiplayer at all. But something 8-player co-op is just awesome.
Oh that yeah,
is,
it's unbelievable.
Yeah, that is.
I might rather play co-op.
Yeah, seeing the shots for Resistance 2 and what they were doing and all that stuff. That's what made me go get Resistance 1. I was like,
yeah,
you know, and you know, Resistance 1 for me, it's like I said with Call of Duty, it's just another first person shooter. Mm-hmm. But what's making it interesting to me is besides the fact that the story is fun. A lot of the weapons are fun, you know. It's like they have the auger
that shoots
through walls. I was like, holy crap, that's awesome! And it's like the crosshairs actually turn red when it's over. Even if you're behind a wall, if it's over an enemy, it'll still turn red. And I was like, oh, I can just pick guys off from behind the wall. It's great. Who needs cover?
Yeah, no kidding.
I can just stand behind the wall the whole time.
Phase through the wall, or does it actually barrel through it?
It phases through the wall.
That's what I thought.
Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't. It would be cool if they kind of blew through a hole in the wall. That'd be badass. But next one, maybe two, maybe in two. Who knows? But yeah, I was like I said, I went to look for Resistance 1, and this got me hyped up for Resistance 2. Just looking at the screenshots, I picked up the. It was first revealed in an actual Game Informer magazine this month. Bless you. And yeah, and then I was like, this is pretty cool. It's right up my alley. I can. You know what? I could throw away the 60-player multiplayer for all I care because I think that's way too much. I mean, Resistance 1 has 40-player, and 40-player is way too many. It's you go in there and you have no like teamwork or whatsoever. No one's strategizing. It's basically you go in there and just blow the shit out of everyone. So if you want to do that, that's cool. But co-op, I'm excited. So I'm like, you know what? I sold my Resistance a while back. I think when I was getting Sigma, I think, on Ninja Gaiden. And I was like, you know what? I didn't beat the single player. I got... You know, but maybe 3/4 of the way through, I'm going to pick it up and give it a try. And like I said, it's been sold out everywhere. And what I'm seeing now is almost mirroring what happened with Halo on the Xbox. Now, no one jump on me. I'm not saying this is going to be the next Halo 2. It's going to be like huge and whatever. But Halo Combat Evolved for Xbox sold really well at launch. Kind of, you know, went down, sold decent, but word of mouth got around and started to pick up, selling more. But then when Halo 2 was announced... It was shot right to the top of the charts again. Sold like mad because everyone's getting hyped up for it. And that's why I'm thinking, that's what I think is happening with Resistance now, is because people, word got around, Resistance is good. More people have a PS3 now, but this, I guess, skipped out on Resistance because there are better first-person shooters now for the PS3 when back in that it was just Resistance. And now they're interested in it, they're going to pick it up. Okay. And I think Resistance 2 has a chance to have that kind of the same effect Halo 2 had, but if Sony plays their cards right and markets the shit out of it, this could be like another killer app, like extreme killer app for the PlayStation 2. Like, kills may as well just go right at the fuck out the window, as far as I'm concerned. Because I'm, and yeah, another rumor, which we don't have on here, is that Killzone 2 is going to be pushed out the door earlier than we think, and no matter what condition it's in. So that doesn't really bode too well. And if they, that basically to me says, you know what? Resistance 2 is going to be much better than it anyways. They might be giving up on it. This is just rumors again. I can't stress that more, but this could be huge for Sony. Like really, really big. That's what I'm thinking, because I still can't find it. I found one copy at Future Shop, and I was just kind of contemplating buying it or not, but I'm not sure if I want to pay full price. I might wait for a used one, but all the game shops around my area don't have it at all, new or used. So, but yeah, I'm excited.
I just had... I had reward zone coupons, so you know I use those to get it. But I'm one of those people. I'm one of the people. I saw Resistance 2, and I was like, shit, I'm going to go out and buy Resistance. So yeah. I'm a statistic.
There you go.
Damn it.
And people are looking for the new big thing in first-person shooters, and that's like Halo. Like, Call of Duty 4 is, you know, present-day stuff. It's kind of a different audience, and I think people are kind of sick of the Halo. They're kind of like, it's more of the same. We need something new, and Resistance 2 could be it. So if they add vehicles to online, then it's sold day one for sure.
Cool.
Hopefully it makes it. And it's Insomniac, so it probably will come out in November or October.
Yeah, Insomniac is good about keeping their dates, so I would expect this before Christmas, definitely.
Oh, for sure. Another remake we mentioned a couple weeks ago, about a month ago, Bionic Commando is going to be coming out for PS3 and X360, but it's announced last week there's going to actually remake the Bionic Commando for the PSN and Xbox Live. So the old NES games being remade, totally remade, new graphics, new sound, new soundtrack, even some new levels and new items, stuff like that. And you guys saw the videos, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it looks awesome.
I cried tears really of joy. Good.
That was one of my most favorite NES games back in the day.
Absolutely. So, best 8-bit action game there was. Yeah, I would say.
One of.
It's been years.
Certainly up there.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And I also like the new moves that they give you with the bionic arm, where you can like reach out and grab the guy and
throw him and shit.
Yeah, and like throw a barrel at him and stuff. And I'm like, oh, that's so cool. So you know, I'm and then 2-player co-op. Oh man, I'm all over this.
Yeah, 2-player co-op. That looks awesome.
I'm all over this. I was so excited when I saw this. It was a great day.
Yeah, so they're not just doing a facelift. They're completely...
No,
well, not completely,
they're
completely... I mean, they're adding onto the gameplay. And there's going to be nods to the new Bionic Commando game and whatnot.
Yeah. I said earlier... Oh, go ahead, Chris.
They're saying that there's going to be things that you can do in what is it called? Rearmed?
Yeah.
There's going to be things that you can do in Rearmed that actually open up stuff for you in the new game. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was cool, too.
That would be cool. And I said earlier that I'm going to try not to download stuff like this, but this is definitely something that I will download right away.
Oh, yeah. Day one.
100%. More remakes in the work. The PSP version of Silent Hill and Ratchet. What's it called? Ratchet Size Matters.
Yep.
They're going to be ported to the PS2 sometime in... I don't think it's been officially announced, but there's no release date right now, but listings have it set for, I believe, March 11th, it looks like. And basically, yeah, they're putting on the Silent Hill version, sorry, PSP Silent Hill, Ratchet & Clank on the PSP to the PS2. They did this with the Siphon Filter games, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Back in the first Siphon Filter game was ported over. So if you're on PSP, you probably pick that up on PS2. And if they do, it'll probably be cheap. I believe they were for $19.99 when they came out on PS2. The first Siphon Filter, right?
Yeah.
I know they're budget titles. But yeah. Check them out. I know Ratchet & Clank is supposed to be really, really good. I'm not too sure about
that. Yeah, they're both very good. Origins isn't too bad. I tried that out for a little bit, but Size Matters was really, really good.
Size Matters was a lot of fun.
That's totally worth it. And how fucking amazing is it that we're seeing ports of handheld titles on
I know.
Consoles?
Who would have thought it?
Hell?
We thought that we were going to get... It was going to be the other way around. Everything that came out on PS2, they were just going to port to PSP. And that's the way it started, and now it's going backwards, you know? And it was... It started with Grand Theft Auto, and you know, and then you said, as you said, Siphon Filter, and now Silent Hill and Ratchet, and you know, it's happening for a lot. Puzzle Quest, Puzzle Quest is out on everything.
It's true,
except PSN.
True. Okay, moving on. We got some Rock Band news. We all love the Rock Band news. Downloadable content sales went double platinum. There's reports saying that they've sold over 2.5 million songs.
That's
a lot of songs.
That is crazy.
Number one on the chart is, of course, the Metallica pack.
Of course.
Yeah. Awesome. I love the Metallica songs on it. Oh, I love it.
I do too.
And Justice for All is so fun on drums. Oh my God.
No shit. I can nail the hell out of that on hard, but I cannot do it on expert.
I haven't tried hard yet. I can get in the 90s on all the Metallica songs and drums, but certain parts of it just give it to me right in the bum. I'm just like, I don't know. I'm ever going to get over this.
Give it to you right in the bum.
Well, dude, I was playing Knights, man. I don't know what did it to me.
Right. You know what I thought was interesting about this, guys, is that this game has been out since November, right? Something like that.
Yeah.
I actually went and searched for this information, but they said that Guitar Hero 3, which came out in March or April of last year,
something like that. Yeah.
They reported in September that they had sold like 650,000. And I'm like,
really?
Yeah, it's like, do you realize how badly Rock Band is kicking your ass right now?
Well, that's the thing. Well, Guitar Hero 3 destroyed it in sales overall.
Yeah, but the downloadable content is just through the roof. I mean, they've been so consistent. Every week there's three songs. Every week, three songs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? And then we got the bonus week where there were five, and that was great, so.
Yeah, I went back and actually played. That's something I forgot to mention. I played Guitar Hero 3 last week, and I downloaded. I wanted to see what was new. And there was some new stuff. They had, can't remember what the pack was, but it basically was.
It was a Journey and something else. And...
No, it was Linkin Park.
Linkin Park.
Yeah, really? Linkin Park. The Linkin Park, The Used, and I can't remember what the other band is. And what the hell was it? Basically,
is it like a progressive pack or something?
Yeah, basically, it's like I can't remember what it's called. It actually might be the name of the label, something pack. But the Linkin Park one's kind of cool. It's definitely not a cover song. The Used one doesn't say it's a cover song, and I like The Used. I like the earlier stuff a lot, and the song they have on Guitar Hero 3 is Pretty Handsome Awkward, and it's from the soundtrack of, well, it's from the new album, but it's also on the Transformers movie, and it says it's not a cover, but I don't know, it doesn't sound like I have the actual CD, it doesn't sound quite right, so I'm just kind of like, all right, but I don't know, just after, I can't go back to Guitar Hero 3 after playing Rock Band. I just can't do it. I just love my drums. But other than that, there was not much to download, really, on Guitar Hero 3. So I guess people are just kind of losing interest because they're like, listen, support it or we don't support you.
Yeah, well, I'm getting Guitar Hero 3, and the only thing I'm going to download is Foo Fighters Pack, I think. And the reason is because the first single that they released off their new album, which... crap. The hell's the name of it?
The new album, I can't remember what it's called. Terrible at song.
But the first song the first single that they released for it just sounds like it was so much fun to do on guitar. So that's the only reason I'm downloading the pack.
Yeah, and that's the thing.
I'll probably remember the name of the song in like 5 minutes and blurt it out. But you know, whatever. Move on.
Okay, moving on. That weird quirky game coming out for PS3, Patapon. PSP, sorry. Yeah, I get too mixed up. It's going to be only $20 when it's released in February 28th. This game looks pretty cool. It's a rhythm action strategy game. You guys following it all? It looks pretty cool. I'm kind of into this quirkiness.
Yes, I am too, because I really liked LocoRoco and it's the same people. So this is a day one buy for me, probably. Especially at $20. I mean, come on. That's a steal.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Yeah, I'm definitely getting it.
I'm going to put notice my terrible transition skills, because we could have just transitioned from Rock Band to this, but Guitar Hero...
add music. Just go do-do-do-do-do.
Yeah, do-do-do.
I can Guitar cut Hero. And paste part of it. I'll cut and paste Patapon and put it after Guitar Hero.
There you go. That'll sound awesome. Anyway, Guitar Hero surpasses $1 billion in 26 months. So I guess that's $1 billion, sorry, not 1 billion units sold, because that would just be ridiculous.
You think?
But, way to go, Activision. That's quite a lot. It's good. They're probably going to set some records here, because $1 billion, 26 months is a lot of money for a single franchise.
Yeah. Now stop being such cheap bastards and let the Guitar Hero 3 guitar for PS3 work for Rock Band, you fuckers.
Yeah, I know.
Sorry. All right. My range is done. Continue.
Speaking
of being negative, I'm taking Jason's spot.
Taking Jason's spot. Shit, I'm next week.
They gave me pills for that. Do you want some, Chris?
Yes.
Okay. Oh man, speaking about making money and selling a shit ton, big surprise here. The Wii surpassed 5 million in Japan.
Good God!
Yeah,
that's a lot of money.
Yeah, it is.
That is a lot of money.
It prints money.
Definitely prints money. Another game that prints money every time one is released GTA 4. You guys have heard of that one? I'm pretty sure we've all...
I think I've heard of it.
I think, yeah, everyone and their grandmother have at least played one GTA, or at least tried to. Guitar Hero 4, fine.
I'm not so sure that my grandma...
Shut up, man. It's so messed up. No.
Wow, Jason, that was really loud.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
It's okay. Just, I have to switch my earphones here. Yeah, it's dated, finally. Everyone was kind of... It was the release date was up in the air. People were saying maybe fall, maybe early 2008, but it's basically dated for April 29th. You can get your hands on both the PS3 and 360 version of the game. So the good news, we don't have to wait until Christmas, and that's really good because this 2008 fall looks like it's going to be just as strong, if not stronger, than last year's. So.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's pretty huge shit.
I have to ask you guys, though. Are you excited about this at all, about GTA?
See, it's...
No.
That's the thing. I don't.
Go ahead.
That's who's talking?
Somebody talk, Jeff. Talk.
You are Jeff.
Okay, like I said a couple times, I don't. I always play the GTAs. I always buy them, and then I play them for like a week, and then that's it. But I've been reading some stuff on like the previews, and this one sounds actually pretty cool. Like cars will have GPS systems, and say you have to go to somebody's house, like you get like a hit or something like that, and you have to be somewhere. If you steal a cop car, apparently if you put in that person's name in the computer in the cop car, it'll actually pull up in your GPS where that person lives, or where you have to go. And that sounds pretty cool to me, like little things like that. But I don't know. Like, I'm going to be a sucker. I'm probably going to buy it, and then I'll probably play it for a week. And yeah, so we'll see.
I'm not excited for it. I mean, the thing is, I played GTA 3, and I really liked GTA 3. I never actually beat it or any of that stuff, but, you know, and then Vice City came out, and I was like, I have no interest. And then San Andreas came out, no interest.
Yeah.
And I didn't buy any of the PSP ones. You know, I haven't been interested since 3. So maybe the facelift is going to be what makes me buy another one. I don't know.
Maybe.
It's not that much of a facelift. I mean, it still looks like ass compared to other next-gen titles right now.
No, you're right. Oh. Absolutely right.
But, no, I don't know.
We'll see. I still have Vice City Stories in wrapping for my PSP. Haven't played it yet. I will get to it one day.
Yeah.
So that's one game we got a release date for. How about another game that had a release date and has now been delayed to March 9th? And that would be Super Smash Bros. Brawl for the Wii.
No!
Yes, no, all those people crying everywhere. No, Smash Brothers, the number one true fighting game where I can be Pikachu.
Did you see the video of the guy pretending to be a Nintendo fanboy?
No.
Oh, man.
We'll have to post this on
crazy,
the site.
Crazy shit.
Kotaku had put it up on their site, and it's pretty ridiculous. And Jason, did you check out the 1UP show from this last week?
No.
They actually gave him props on the 1UP show. There's actually a scene where, I don't remember who it was, but one of them was watching that video on their PC. I'm like, oh, come on, guys. All you're doing is encouraging this retarded behavior.
And we're not That's by funny. Putting it up on our site?
Well, yes. touché,
it's different,
my good friend.
It's different.
Yeah, but, I mean, how many people watch the 1UP show compared to how many people listen to Interactive Distractions?
It's all about the principle, Chris. I don't want to hear your... You can't dance out of this.
Fine.
Yeah.
You're caught.
No backpedaling here.
I can't dance anyway.
Okay. Moving on. 63%. Let's see here.
I was like, what the fuck? Oh, okay.
We talked about Undertow getting that for free from Microsoft with their problems with Xbox Live. They did come out in public and say, listen, we're giving you a free game. We did have problems. But before they could, you know, maybe explain what was going on, they kind of have to shut up because Microsoft is actually getting sued. There's a class action lawsuit against them by a couple people in Texas. So, yeah, you know, it's kind of convenient that they can't say anything. But, hey, they're getting sued. Moving on. Or unless you want something to say.
I don't blame them. I actually... give props to, and I hate giving props to this guy, but Major Nelson was keeping on top of that. And I thought it was pretty cool that he was giving updates that most companies would keep very hush-hush about. Yeah. And I thought that was really cool of him.
So I gotta give him props for that.
True. Here comes the game we could all give large props to. We all tried that gem of a PS3 game called Lair. Made by Factor 5, who started off working for Nintendo, and they're going back to Nintendo. A rumor has it that out of Matt Casmasine out of IGN reported that Factor 5 is going to start developing for the Wii.
Layer 2 so. On Wii confirmed.
So they can do shitty motion controls again for the second time. Yeah. Hey, go out, make another Rogue Squadron game for them, make your money back, then give a shot at Layer 2. I wouldn't mind. I mean, Lair had promise. I wouldn't mind if they tried to make a sequel and better. So if they need to get some revenue in, make another Rogue Squadron game. It'll sell a lot, and there you go.
And see, I'll buy that. I wouldn't mind Lair all that much, so I wouldn't mind seeing another one. I just hope that they fix their graphical hitches, and I hope they decide to actually add stick control.
Or a game.
Yeah.
Oh.
Ouch. Oh, zing. Zing.
Ouch.
No,
zing off.
Yeah, we rip into Lair quite a bit, actually.
You're killing me, Jeff. You're killing me.
All right, Lost Planet for the PS3 was announced a while ago. You might be thinking, "Oh, what? Why should I get the PS3 version over the over the 360 version? How about
How'd
this?
How'd that go again?"
That sounded terrible.
That's actually a word here in Toronto.
It's right up you'd there with
Yeah, you'd think so, walking around some of the streets, man. But, yeah, you know what? PS3, exclusive character. That's right.
Wow.
Yay.
Exciting. Wow. It's even better than that, though. Even better than that. Capcom. Those nice guys at Capcom. We talked about the Devil May Cry 4 demo. They're putting out a limited edition Devil May Cry 4. And get this, guys. Get what you can get with this limited edition Devil May Cry.
I'm on the edge of my seat, Jeff. Come on.
Waiting? You waiting?
I'm waiting.
You can get... A signed golden ticket, so to speak, by the producer himself.
Oh my god!
Fucking awesome.
Wow.
But seriously, guys. Who gives a shit?
Who gives a shit?
We're going to record that later.
Yeah, absolutely. We're gonna after the show, we're going to record that, and I'm just going to paste it in over it. There we go.
Nice. Yeah, so you can get this signed little ticket. There's only going to be a few hundred of them, so they actually are limited edition. But seriously, either of you guys name the
now,
producer?
By itself, the collector's edition is pretty cool, and I think it's worth the extra money. You know, it comes with like a 4-episode anime DVD and whatnot, and some other art book shit. But a golden ticket? Come on,
a golden ticket
100 copies
of the
with
producer.
A golden ticket.
Like, who cares?
Yeah, it's like, oh wow, you produced the game. I'm so like excited. I have a hard on because you're so cool.
And this is like Ubisoft, and they're saying like Assassin's Creed with a signed picture of Jade Raymond with her phone number. That is something I would go out there and wait in line to get one for.
Hell, I'd wait in line if it had her in a bikini or something. That'd be cool
exactly.
too.
Exactly.
Fine with that.
Yeah. Wow, that's pretty hard on man.
That's your news, guys. That's the gaming news.
That was extremely exciting.
Thank you, Jeff.
No problem.
All right, well, why don't we take a break?
67%.
67. When we come back, I'll
check
to...
on mine. If I don't come back, I'm playing the Devil May Cry demo. You guys
bullshit,
just go on without
back.
Me.
You know what's done. Come on, who are you kidding?
Well, you guys hang on for a little while, and we'll be back in a minute. We're going to have we have another DRX for you, our predictions for 2008 feature. Along with new releases, emails, and the infamous question of the week. So we'll be
wait.
Right
no,
back.
We did that one already.
What?
We did the infamous question of the week already. You need a new adjective.
The apsis spectacular.
The source.
That's not even a real word, Chris. You failed. Goodbye. I'm going on break.
Chris. The question of the week.
Don't make a mockery of the QOTW.
And we'll be right back. It's time to wake up.
Excuse me. I have this burning sensation when I pee.
You need new P.O. Light. Yes, Pocket Otaku Light. All the same great things that make Pocket Otaku great, but with less useless posts than your normal forum board.
Dude?
You won't believe how great new P.O. Light is for the average human consumer.
What about the burning?
Yes. What about the burning? Other forums burn you on content, not P.O. Light.
Are you even listening to my problem?
At Pocket Otaku, we don't care about your problems. But you're welcome to talk about them anyway.
That's it. I'm leaving.
Screw you too, sir. Screw you too.
We are back.
And it feels good.
It feels and great. Black. Did you guys enjoy your smoke?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all right.
Good.
Kind of cold out.
Good, good. Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I'm sure it's colder there than it is here.
Definitely.
Well, what's it like there?
Are you talking like your crazy Fahrenheit temperature or
you
Celsius?
Say Celsius. I'm pretty sure we can figure it out.
It's probably not too bad. It's probably maybe zero.
Okay.
So like 30 Fahrenheit?
Two.
Yeah. That means
with wind
it's
and
actually,
everything.
That means it's actually colder here.
Really?
Yeah, we're in the mid-20s right now, which puts us at about probably negative 3 or 4, negative 5, something like that.
Actually, no, we're probably at negative.
We've been going through some crazy shit.
Yeah. Well, I was hoping that Jeff was going to have another DRX for us before I started doing another one, but, you know, this is just something that I had to put together, and... Listeners, I'm sorry. This might turn out to be a little bit long, and I haven't had a time to read over it more than once or twice because I just wrote it up. So I might fumble up a little bit, but bear with me. I think that the message is going to be clear. You guys ready?
Very.
Dear Fox News Live Desk.
Oh boy.
Last week, you aired a piece about a game called Mass Effect that was so full of errors, I think it gave me cancer.
Oh.
I wanted to... sorry. I wanted to run through these errors and set the record straight. Let's start with Martha. Oh, Martha, how stupid you sound. Full digital nudity? Yeah, only if you're counting getting a quick flash of a bare ass as full nudity. And when exactly do you... what exactly do you consider graphic sex? I only ask because all you see in Mass Effect is a bunch of movement, and that's pretty much it. I've seen more graphic sex scenes in PG-13 movies. And where did you get the idea that the player decides what happens during the sex scene? It's a pre-scripted scene that lasts, as Jeff said, no more than 2 minutes. I would also like to see your source for where it said that the game was being marketed to kids. So, let's move on to Cooper, Lawrence. You state that they treat women as objects of desire. Obviously, you haven't played this game because you actually have to go through the process of building a relationship and a romance with the woman, man, or alien, that you are interested in. All of this Jeff mentioned. He also mentioned that you could be a man or a woman, and a woman player can take on the same role with the male character in the game. Funny how you disregarded that altogether. Oh, and what about the player deciding how many women he wants to be with? Where the hell did you get that? There are two choices, one human, male or female, depending on Shepard's gender, and one alien. That's it. Then you end with, let me at him, Martha? Please, lady, get the giant stick out of your twat and move on. I'm sorry you can't get laid, okay? Then there's Jeff Healy. Oh, wait. That's the only one that actually knew what he was talking about. All right, so we'll move on. So then you move to your panel. Hey, Martha, if you look at the front of the game... at the lower left corner, there's a big M that says Mature 17 Plus on it. The back reiterates the rating, telling why it got this rating. It doesn't only show up on the back, you don't have to pick it up and turn it over. Sorry. Your perception needs to be fixed. So there were four people on the panel that she was talking to. Panel moron number one said Luke Skywalker meets Debbie Does Dallas. Are you serious? I mean, even if I hadn't put more than 40 hours into this game, I would still think you're a fucking moron. A 2-minute scene that you can't see any nudity besides an ass doesn't constitute porn. Good thing you aren't on the ESRB. Panel moron number two. You're worried that kids will play their parents' games. That's why Microsoft sent you the info about adding parental controls. Did you just decide to ignore that altogether? It's actually quite simple. You go to the system blade, select family settings, then console controls. And looky there! You can decide the maximum rating of games and movies. And you... Oh, sorry. Games and movies that can be played on the system. Not only that, but you can set the timer to the maximum amount of time a player can use the system, and it can go as low as 15 minutes. Oh, wait, then you could put a password on the settings so that your kids can't change them back! Holy God! A console maker making it easier to monitor your kids! Who'd have thunk it? These people are idiots. I hated listening to them. Panel moron number 3. You want the game to have an AO rating.
What?
Why the hell do you want an AO rating? There are R-rated movies with a ton more violence and sex scenes in this game. Why are you holding games to a different standard than movies? Should a movie be rated NC-17 because it shows some chick's bare ass? I mean, considering that's all you get to see in Mass Effect, shit. I see more nudity on the news and more sexual situations in front of primetime sitcoms. You're the one that needs your head examined. Gentleman number 4. Hey look, there's one intelligent member of this dumbass show. Thank you for mentioning that the government has no business controlling the rating system. It is the parents' responsibility, not the government's, to monitor what's in their kids' hands. See what you made me do? I took up all this time on our show just because you people release a dumbass story trying to keep down video games. Do us all a favor. Next time, before you decide to ram your overly conservative cock down public's throat, do your fucking research. Sincerely, some guy that will never watch your show.
Well played.
True that.
That was ridiculous, man.
That was really long, and I apologize, but that is what I had to say.
No, man, you got it out.
That was what I needed to say, and I feel better. I feel a little bit better. I will feel even better if... listeners, dig this. Say, Chris goes off on Fox News. I would appreciate it. Dig it. I wouldn't mind seeing this up in the dig ratings. That would be awesome.
Yeah. The funny part is they obviously did this little story to attack video games and probably get the word across to parents or whatever. And this isn't going to disappoint parents. This is going to disappoint all the fucking people that are going to go out and buy Mass Effect expecting a porn game and that are going to see one bare ass. That's who's going to be disappointed and pissed off.
And if you actually watch the video of this report, when they're talking about that scene, they actually show like a frame of the game that's Liara's back that shows her butt, and the butt has the sensor bar over it, and it's like, that is the most graphic thing that you see in the entire game, and it's like, it's bad enough that that's the best they could do to try and prove their point. That was the best they could do, is an ass.
Yeah. They had nothing. They're grasping for straws. Like, they literally had nothing. And I'm happy EA came out and wrote that letter and went public, basically demanding for them to go back on the air and not necessarily apologize, but
set the record straight.
Yeah,
did you
exactly.
Did you hear what response they got?
No, I didn't hear about the response.
Yeah, they got... I think I read this. I'm not going to quote this. I really don't remember, but I heard that they got like a text message as a response, and it was basically, you know, take it up with our programming department or some shit like that.
Public relations.
Yeah, public relations or something. And I was like, man, you guys are, I hate Fox News. I hate Fox News.
I'm cool with having people having their opinions like that, but it all comes down to research. Like, did they play the game? Did they even see?
No,
this?
And they say like, they say that they didn't play the game.
Then what the hell are they talking about?
All of them.
That's ridiculous.
The self-professed like psychology expert. Yeah, when Jeff actually asked her, and that was his first point to make, was that, you know, have you played the game? She laughed at him like, why would I ever play this game? You
know? And then she said, no. I'm like,
of course not.
So why the fuck are you? How do you know any of this stuff? You have no idea what's going on.
It's ridiculous. I mean, the whole topic of the sex scene just got completely sensationalized, and Fox News jumped on it, and they made Jeff out to be escaped. A fair chance. You know, I mean, these people were just completely ignorant, clueless about the game. And I mean, they're ignorant in the fact that, you know, they have not been in the industry. They don't understand, you know, that games have progressed from Pac-Man and Atari shit And yeah. One of the girls on the panel actually made mention of that. She's like, whatever happened to these old games? You know, the medium has grown. I mean,
yeah, it's called
what's
technology.
What's happened to movies, you know?
Whatever happened with movies like Gone with the Wind, like fucking shit exactly evolves.
What drives me nuts is that it's such a double standard because, you know, you see all these movies out there that are rated R, and rated R movies are 17 and up, right? But you show someone's ass in a video game, and it has to be adults only. Oh, my God. It's retarded. I mean, oh, man.
Could you imagine if they didn't have Jeff Keighley on the show? Like, if they had nobody from the gaming industry? And those who don't know, Jeff Keighley's in the industry. He was an editor for a bit for OXM, and he did co-host his bit on Electric Playground. Now he hosts Gamehead, right, on Spike TV?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
So he knows what he's talking about.
He's been around.
And he was really good about it, too. I mean, he was very calm and collected. I mean, he just really kept his head throughout the interview, and you could tell that he was just frustrated with, even though he wasn't, you know, displaying it and with it when he was talking, you could tell that he was frustrated of the ignorance of the people on this show. I mean, and that's the only way that I can describe it. It was downright ignorance. Because none of them knew what the hell they were talking about.
Because they don't understand it. Because they didn't grow up with it. Like, Shane Bettenhausen from 1UP said it best. Like, no one, that generation will never understand it. And the only time these problems will go away is when they all basically die off. And our generation and the one above us, you know, start getting those positions. And then they'll understand more what it's about.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, they're saying that the majority of people playing games are teens, and that's really not the true. That's not a true statement anymore.
No.
You know, because all the teens that play games in the Super NES and the Genesis games are now my age, and they're playing games. They're still playing games, but they're playing these more sophisticated games. So, and it's like, yeah, sure, teens are playing too, but it doesn't outweigh the adults that are playing as much as you think. Not
exactly.
Nearly as much as you think.
Well, isn't the average gamer somewhere between like 22 and 30 or something like that?
I think the stat 30. Was like 18 to 35 was more than half of gamers are between the ages of 18 and 35 or something like that.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know.
Well, the interwebs did kind of get their revenge, as it were. And a bunch of people actually went and reviewed her book on Amazon.com. And there were literally hundreds of extremely negative reviews, and some had very good points. You know, some of them actually did read the book and went on to say that, you know, this book is shit. You know, she just reiterates common sense. She's not an expert at all. Really, she just has a master's degree, and she's not a licensed psychologist or anything. But another strange turn of events is that Amazon has taken down all of the reviews for her book, which really sucks.
Oh no.
They recognize it as a smear job or something like that, and something was afoul, so they removed them all. Unfortunately.
Like, wait a second, people are actually reviewing this book? People actually read this thing?
just all of a sudden, yeah.
Yeah.
And I checked it this morning, it was there were like 200 some. You know, wow. It was just amazing the stuff that was going on.
Oh,
one guy's response was something like, yeah, I admit I've never even heard of this chick and I've never read her book, but you know, she's portraying sex on the cover of her book, so I think she's ruining America, you know, the youth today.
That's funny. Yeah.
There's a story out on Dig about exactly that. Gamers strike back against Cooper Lawrence on Amazon. It's got 1,900 digs.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Holy shit. That is a lot.
Wow. That is a lot. And it was only posted... Oh, no, it was posted yesterday. Sorry. So, still.
Oh, anyway. Fuck.
Let us move on. I needed to get that out of my system, though, so I feel better. And I'm glad you guys were here to support me.
We're here for
you.
Okay.
I feel better. Well, we thought about what we were going to do for our feature for the 10th episode, and thought last show in January, why not? It would be the perfect time to do predictions about 2008.
Why not?
How about that?
Sure.
And we're not going to do a whole lot, but we thought it would be fun because I actually, the reason I brought this up to you guys was I listened to an episode of the 1UP show, or 1UP Yours, sorry, the podcast, not the video cast. And they what they were doing is they were going through all their predictions from last year and seeing who got what right. And then they made more predictions for this year. And I thought, if we have listeners and we're still around this time next year, well, you know, we can revisit these and see if we were right. I thought it'd be fun. So, well, why don't we do a system at a time or a company at a time?
Okay.
And we can take turns doing one. So do you guys want to start with Nintendo?
Sure, why not?
Okay. Mine are going to be pretty generic, I think. But
yeah, mine are pretty straightforward with the Wii. It's pretty, I don't know. It's hard to predict anything Nintendo because they keep so tight-lipped on everything. So you just kind of go with the trends and kind of see what we can do.
I am predicting that there will be no price drop for the Wii this year.
I'd agree with that.
Well, that was easy.
I don't think they need to at all.
No, they don't need to at all.
I mean, the most they would have to do is maybe pull Wii Sports out of it and move it to 200, and I don't think they'll do that either. So, I mean, I really think
that might actually be smarter for them in the long run because they could probably split it up and then charge more money for Wii Fit to make the actual package more money than it was. But because people are dumb and they'd still do that, buy it.
Do you think there might be a bundle instead with Wii Fit?
Well, that's. I was just going to go on and go with my prediction, basically. I don't think they're going to bundle with Wii Fit, but the reason they're not going to drop the price is because I think Wii Fit's going to be the best-selling Wii game ever. Especially
it's the biggest title in the second quarter.
I would agree with that.
That's really it.
Yeah.
And that's, well, actually, I wouldn't. I'm not sure if I would agree with that.
It's going to sell more than Smash Brothers, that's for sure.
Hmm. See, I think Smash Brothers...
I don't know.
Smash Brothers is March 9th now, so that's still first quarter.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's Smash Brothers sell close to as much as Wii Fit.
Really?
Huh. Yeah, because I think... You never know. As much as people... Okay, Smash Brothers is popular, but it's not... It's popular amongst Nintendo fans. It's not popular among all the moms and dads who bought the system.
Yes, but it's now going to be popular among people who are not necessarily Nintendo fans. People who are Sega fans because Sonic is in there. People who are Metal Gear fans because Snake is in there. You know, they're adding all these characters from outside, and it's going to make it more appealing to a larger mass of people, I think.
See, I disagree only because Sonic went multi-platform years ago, and I think the only way that would stand true is if, say, Sega stopped making... consoles now, and then they put the character on Super Smash Bros. Because that age group that grew up with Sonic would have translated to a younger age. Like people who played Sonic, it was like us. When Dreamcast was cut off, that was like the end of Sonic. So basically, any new people to Sonic were roughly, I don't think they got any younger per se. Like they might have a little bit here and there, but not enough, I don't think, to generate a much bigger fan base to put into Smash Brothers to have it sell that much more because of Sonic. Do you guys understand what I'm going with here?
Yeah, I do.
I don't think it's going to tip the scales all that much.
No, Metal. I think Solid Snake more than anything, but I just don't think... I think it's going to sell well for the... Like, it's going to sell well. I mean, it was the best-selling GameCube game, I think, of all time, right? Smash Brothers, Melee?
I think so, yeah.
And I think it'll sell really well. I think it'll sell possibly better than Zelda, better than Mario Galaxy, but I don't think it's going to touch what Wii Fit's going to do. I think Wii Fit is going to be possibly the best-selling game next year.
See, I don't see it being as popular here as it is as it was in Japan. I mean, I could be wrong, but you know, that's just me. I mean, I don't think
it's a huge following here. This is kind of obscure, but I mean, Chris, we've been to a lot of like anime conventions and video game conventions and whatnot.
Nerd.
It's true, but they always seem to have a Super Smash Brothers tournament there.
Yeah, they do.
Packed.
Yeah, absolutely.
So there's definitely much more than just a cult following, I think, with this game. It's hugely popular.
Agreed.
And not to mention the fact that Famitsu gave it, you know, perfect score.
Perfect score.
Yeah. Jesus. But that's not big.
That's only...
It's a lot of shit, a perfect score. I mean,
no, they don't.
There's like a handful of titles, like five or six or maybe seven that they've given
perfect scores. It was Super Smash Brothers was the seventh perfect score that Famitsu has ever given out.
Really? But that's a 50, right? So that's like... that's
40.
40.
Oh, 40, sorry. But how many 39s have they given out? 38s?
I don't know. I think Gears was in the high 30s.
Yeah, it was like 37, 38 or something.
Yeah, and I know that Halo was 9 across the board, I think.
Which is pretty unbelievable.
Yeah, actually, I was impressed by that. Jason, you got any Nintendo predictions?
My Ouija board broke. What? I have no predictions.
Oh, is that
it? My Ouija board. Yep.
Okay.
I think Mario Kart is going to be pushed back to possibly 2009.
I have the same thing on my sheet. Yeah, I agree with you 100%. I think Mario Kart's not coming until 2009.
Yeah. I think they need to get it out this year, though.
Oh,
I think
absolutely.
They should do, definitely, but
I don't know.
I'm just going by their track record, and they can never keep anything on time.
Yeah.
So
I would say at earliest, I would say December, but I don't expect it to come 2009 until 2009.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree 100%. But I think it's going to be, it's going to constantly sell very well. And I think you're going to finally be able to find it in stores, I'd say probably around summertime, but because of Wii Fit, I think it's still going to constantly sell the same numbers it is now.
I think it's still going to outsell each of the others every month, but yeah. I think it will level off. I think the sales will level off. Yeah, people stop buying Wii's for no reason. Good God. let me see what else. I think that WiiWare.
Mm-hmm.
I think WiiWare is going to be a disappointment.
Sure. Is that?
I have high hopes, but that's just wishful thinking right now. Let's hear your reasoning, Chris.
I just don't think that. I mean, they have no good way to handle storing the game. I mean, they have what is it 512 of system memory, and that's it. I mean, mm-hmm. how many games are you going to be able to fit on there? Two, maybe.
Yeah.
And then what
unless,
happens?
Unless they put a very serious cap on the size of the games, and I've heard the opposite actually. What's the first like WiiWare title?
Crystal Chronicles, I think, isn't it?
Crystal Chronicles, yeah. And that one's pretty sizable.
Yeah.
They
what they need to do is make it so that you can play games directly off of your SD card.
Mm-hmm.
Or something of that effect. Because right now, you can't do that.
That's tough, unless you have like a fast SD card.
Well,
you're not
going to
get
the good
speeds. I don't know. No, that game, it was actually talking about how it was going to be hooked to, online. And that content would be downloaded, kind of streamed to it. Like you'd go into a new level, and it would
that
stuff. So I suppose that's possible. But I see where you're coming from. You're absolutely right. They do need some better solution for storing media like that.
Absolutely, because I don't think what they're doing right now is going to cut it in the long run.
Yeah,
they're gonna find themselves backing themselves against the wall, and they're not going to be able to do anything with it. At this point, they're going to have to change. They're going to have to do firmware updates to get it going.
Yeah.
Jeff, what else you got for Nintendo?
That they're never going to get their online in check. They keep saying they're going to improve it, and so on. So is going to. I think it's going to stay constant. Some people are saying they're going to actually get it all together, and you're going to get rid of the whole friends codes and stuff like that. I think they're basically going to leave it as it is. And we're not going to see any improvements in that area.
I agree. I mean, it's and that's the thing.
You don't see Nintendo shifting an awful lot ever.
No, they're happy where they are.
Yeah,
because their attitude is people are going to buy it anyway at this point.
Yeah, and I think they're also saying that their market has changed a lot, the demographic of who's playing their system. So the people that are playing it, I don't think they're saying that it's going to be worth it to put all the time and effort to making the hardcore audience happy when they have the casual market locked up and. They're eating everything they put on the table. So,
right.
That's about it. That's all I have for the Wii.
The only other thing I have for Nintendo is that I think we're going to get another DS model.
Really?
DS version 3. DS Lite.
Lite. And what's going to be different? Just lighter? Just different? Bigger screen maybe? Or?
Maybe bigger screen. That's what I would think of. It'll be bigger screen. It'll be lighter. Brighter, better battery life, but they have a habit of doing this. They release all of their portable systems like three times. I mean, the GBA had the GBA, and then it was the SP, and then the Micro. But of course, the Micro didn't come out until later. But
very late, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that we might hear something about a new DS model this year.
We might hear it, but yeah, we won't see it. Anyway,
All right,
we will see. Sony. Jason, you have anything for Sony? You haven't given us anything yet.
I got a great one.
Go for it.
I predict that the cross-media bar will be implemented for in-game use.
Oh, you suck.
I'm calling it right here, right now.
I'll disagree.
No, for real.
You'll disagree.
Yeah, my prediction is they're not going to. I seriously think it's a hardware issue. I think it's because of the memory. They can't get it done. I think they're gonna have something in it. So, because right now some games have it where you can bring it up, and when not every game does have it, I think they'll implement it so you can technically get the messages and possibly send them, but I don't think it's going to implement it the same way that people want it to be implemented. Because people want it to be like the Xbox Live is with the guide button, and I don't think it's going to be like that at all. They'll have a version of it, but I think it will be as feature heavy, and it'll just basically be a very basic, here's your cross media bar, here's your messages, but it's still not going to do anything in terms of fast game invites or anything. Exactly. I seriously think it's an issue with the hardware, unless they somehow find a way to get around that with Home. But I don't know how that's going to change anything, because Home's going to take up even more memory if it's running this in the background of a game anyway. So
I don't think Home's going to be running in the background.
It won't, but I mean the features will be, right? If they want, because everyone keeps saying, well, once Home comes out, you're going to have this cross media bar in the background. Like, how will that change it? I don't get it. Like, okay, then something's got to be running in the background. I don't know how this is going to help the whole memory situation.
Well, they've been working to make the code more efficient since it came out anyway. I mean, there was a news report months and months ago that they had reduced the amount of memory that it took to do just about everything. It wasn't like huge leaps and bounds, but, you know, a few megs here, a few megs there, it adds up to a lot. So I think it's going to come out. I know that it will not be as feature-rich as the Live Blades, but... Mm-hmm. As far as I'm concerned, as long as I can get messaging and custom soundtracks, I'm fine with it. Yeah. You know, the cross game invites are nice and all, but I mean, honestly, I don't think I've ever used them in Xbox Live.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think I've ever used it. Do you?
Yeah. But then again, if they can put a basic way in there just to message, you won't really need them, because you just check your messages in the cross media bar
and then you just whether or not games. You have to get up and change games anyway. So
as long as they can get it consistently on every single game, that's what they, because the problem is now they don't have it running on at all times. Like when you put in a DVD, you're not logged online. When you change games, you log offline, go back online. They have to have it so you're logged online all the time, and when you're playing a game, you can send a message directly to anyone playing any game, because right now there's only a few games that have it, like Resistance, Burnout apparently has it. But I mean, if your friends who you're sending those messages don't have those games or they're not playing those games at that exact time, it's kind of moot, because they're not going to be able to see the messages anyway unless they get out of whatever the hell they're playing.
Right.
So if they can be consistent, if they have just a basic one that is 100% running in the background at all times, no matter what game you're playing, even if you're watching a Blu-ray, then that's good enough for me. I'd be happy.
Okay. Well, my only like generic prediction for the PS3 was that, I mean, and I think it kind of goes without saying, is that it's going to be a huge breakout year for them. You know, they do have the Home Network coming out, and there's some really killer titles in the wings. You know, they came out of the gate running and stumbled, but now they're slowly getting back on their feet, and they're really maintaining speed.
They're accelerating.
Can't help but mention, you know, the Blu-ray versus HD DVD,
and I think that's going to be a huge factor.
That they really kind of solidified the deal and just kind of put the nail, well, not the nail in the coffin, I'm sorry. I mean, it's just going to be huge for them, and I think they're really going to gain ground over the 360, beat the hell out of them this year.
I agree. I actually had that on my list as well, but my reasoning is that from a worldwide standpoint, I don't think the PS3 will overtake the 360 in the worldwide marketplace this year, but they will gain a lot of ground.
Yeah.
On the world week to week, month to month, and since they brought out the 40 gig, they've beaten 360 worldwide. So I mean, I see that trend continuing.
But they're getting their ass kicked in North America, though.
Oh, my God. Yeah, North America is ridiculous. I mean, they're getting outsold on a weekly basis by, like, 20,000 units, you know?
But that's the thing, though. They're gaining, but very slowly. Like, if you look at the European numbers, the difference between the European numbers of PS3 and 360 aren't even close to the difference they are in North America. So
no,
you almost
but if
have
you
to take
the...
two territories or three territories, add them together, and they're like, okay, yeah, they are gaining.
But if you look at Japan...
Oh, Japan,
Japan is selling... 20 to 30,000 PS3s each week. Or I don't remember. I don't know what the number is. But, I mean, the 360 is selling like...
Like 10.
Three.
Like 10
Not
units.
Even 10. No, yeah, well...
I'm saying 10 units.
10 units. That's probably closer to accurate. But, no, seriously. I mean, they're selling in the single-digit thousands each week. And it's going to be... I mean, that's what's going to help them gain ground worldwide. It's going to be a long time before they can come close to them in North America, though.
Oh, I think it's going to be long. Because the only reason why I would agree it would probably gain ground in North America, too, if people in North America were ready to jump to Blu-ray. If they were ready to jump to Blu-ray right away, like since it's all finished, I don't think people are ready. I think they would gain ground a lot quicker. But I actually think in North America, X36 is actually going to widen the gap between 360 and PS3 this year.
Ooh, I don't know about that.
I'll get into that when I go into my 360 predictions. But
all right. I'm going to jump out and say we're going to get... Not that this is going to be... This might not be news on Monday when it releases, but I think we're going to see another $100 price drop this year.
It could happen. I think it has to happen.
I think it does too, actually.
And, I don't know if it's supposed to... The rumor is the 28th, right?
The rumor is Monday, yeah, 28th. that the... I don't think that's going to happen on the 28th.
No.
I doubt it.
They have to drop it with something. They can't just drop it by itself. I think, if anything,
it'll be like Metal Gear.
I'm thinking Grand Theft Auto, even before Metal Gear. Because PlayStation was like the staple of Grand Theft Auto, and now that it's coming out multi-platform, I think that's going to be like their weapon to counter it being on 360 at all. Is basically, hey, here's Grand Theft Auto. You can get on both systems, but guess what? You can pick up a PS3 for $100 cheaper now.
Yeah, and that would actually put the PS3 below...
360.
The 360 premium.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, that's a good point, because I didn't think about the fact that Metal Gear has actually been delayed until, like, June now, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're right. So, actually, that would be a good time, about the time that Grand Theft Auto came out.
And that's pretty soon, so...
Yeah.
I got... Well, speaking of games, I have a couple game predictions here.
Go for it. I know you're going to say the one that I'm going to say, so go ahead.
Well, possibly. I'm going to say Killzone 2 is going to be a critical flop, but I think it's going to sell very well just because of the hype that it got beforehand. I think it's going to... I don't think it's going to score that well. I'm thinking sevens. Eights at the highest from, like, the lenient, like, magazines and websites, like Play Magazine.
That means that Play will give it a 10.
Exactly. So I think that's for Killzone. I think it's not going to do too well at all critically, but it will sell well. I think, like I said before earlier, I said Resistance 2 is going to be basically this Sony's Halo 2. I think it's going to be ridiculously huge, and they are going to market it. They're going to actually finally put some money into advertising a single game as opposed to the system itself, because they have the user base out there now. It's gaining ground, and by next fall, the people are going to be wanting something like that, and I think Killzone 2 is going to be huge, based on the fact that people are hyped up for the first one now that weren't originally.
Yeah, yeah. Chris, you're perfect like example. Me. Right, yeah, exactly. I'm a statistic. And I have that exact situation on my list.
Oh, really?
But you're saying that critically it will fail, but it will sell? I think Killzone 2 is just going to fail. I think it's going to be totally eclipsed by Resistance 2, mm-hmm. and I mean, unless they say Killzone 2009, I think it's going to be it's not going to do well at all.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I honestly think that just seeing what Resistance 2 is doing, unless Killzone has something, unless Guerrilla comes out and says something about their multiplayer to counter that, yeah. I think it's going to flop.
And Sony's stuck between a rock and a hard place, because if they want Killzone 2 to be what they always hyped it up to be, when are they going to release it? They can't release it in the fall with Resistance 2. They just can't do that. And if they pushed out early, it's taking a hit and being like, what's the quality of the game going to be like?
Well, I mean, what quarter do you push it out? You got Grand Theft Auto in April now, right? And, I mean, you can't push it out then.
No,
June, you've got Metal Gear. You can't push it out then.
Yeah.
And then you know that Resistance is going to come during the holiday season, so you can't push it out then. So that leaves you September.
Exactly. I think early in September, I think they're going to push it. I'm thinking between Grand Theft Auto and Metal Gear Solid. And that's a very small window. Yeah, I'm thinking like May-ish.
Wow.
And that's why
I would think it would be more likely that they did something like September.
Really?
But I mean, I'm going to be straight up. I'm going to be honest. I don't want Killzone 2 to fail, because I want it to succeed, because, you know, it's an ace in the hole for Sony, or it has the potential to be. Mm-hmm. But I just think that, you know, with all the stuff that we're seeing with Resistance, I just think that everyone's going to say Resistance is the way to go as far as first-person shooters. So.
And Resistance is a proven game. It's an Insomniac's a proven developer.
Absolutely.
And with that whole rumor that Sony's basically saying Killzone 2 will go out when they have, like, they have a date. They already have a date in their head when it's going to come out, and they basically said it's going to come out no matter what, whether it's ready or not. That was the rumor. And what I think is Guerrilla aren't great developers. People keep going back and say, well, Killzone Liberations was great on the PSP. Yeah, but it's not a first-person shooter.
Yeah,
and it's a totally different game. And they have Killzone 1 under their belt, which wasn't that great, technically anyway. And then they made an Xbox game.
They did?
Shell Shock. Yeah, Shell Shock. It was a first-person shooter. It was
fucking
shitty as hell. It was a garbage game. So what makes – I think Sony finally, you know what, they're going to like cut themselves loose and be like, okay, guys, like you're not going to get to what we thought it was going to be. Let's just get it out there, and you know what? We have Resistance 2 to fall back on. Because I don't know how they're going to go from the shitty developer who made two crappy first-person shooters. And you can say the PS2, okay, Killzone 1, they didn't have the technology to do what they wanted to do. With Xbox, they definitely had the technology they wanted to do with that type of game, and they still failed big time. So I don't know how they're going to be. Like, so this introduces PS3, super complicated hardware, and all of a sudden they're going to make the best first-person shooter ever? I highly doubt it.
Well, I'm still hoping that it does well.
So do I.
Still hoping it does well.
But sorry, I just have two more really quick ones down here. Little Big Planet, I think it's going to have the opposite effect of Killzone. I think it's going to be a critical success. I think it's going to bomb in regards to sales.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think it's going to sell that well. The hardcore gamers are going to buy it like day one. They're going to get really into it. I don't think the PS3 has a casual market at all. I honestly don't. Ratchet & Clank sold balls. I don't think they're going to have a casual market in the fall when it's supposed to be coming out. So therefore, I think it's relying on hardcore gamers, and the casual market they do have, like the semi-hardcore casual, they don't want a game like Little Big Planet. They want Resistance too.
I don't know. I'm gonna disagree with you on that one. I think it'll do pretty well.
Wait, we should put a thing.
When is the home network slated?
Fuck, who knows?
Fall? Yeah. I guess it's as good as mine, man.
Yeah.
See, I thought fall too.
Yeah. Just curious.
We should post on the thing what we consider selling well and not selling well.
I think that Little Big Planet will sell at least a million.
Think so? Worldwide. Yeah. I think it'll do a million worldwide, but I think in terms of other games that come out this year for PS3, it's going to be close to the bottom. Well, not close to the bottom. I'll say right in the middle, actually. I can't say close to the bottom because there's going to be ones that do a lot worse. But
I'll say one thing for casual games, and that they need to take you by surprise. There can't be a whole lot of hype surrounding it prior to its initial release. The hype needs to come as it's out.
Yeah.
And yeah, Jeff, I think you're right. I don't think it's going to sell an awful lot as much as they're hoping.
Yeah. I think it's going to get rated really well, though. I think it's.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, there's no doubt about that because I mean you can just from seeing some of the like audio and video of some of the critics that go up and actually get a chance to try it, and they're just going nuts about it. They just love it. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I still think it's going to do well. I say it sells a million.
All right, we'll see. That's the thing is, I think it'll sell a million worldwide. But I think
I'll go as far as to say it'll sell a million in the U.S.
Just in the U.S.?
Yes. I think it'll sell a million in the U.S.
And we're talking first month.
In 2008.
And so the whole year.
Yeah. Because it probably won't come out until fall, so you know, they're going to have 3-4 months.
Yeah. See, I don't know, because a million's not that. Well, how many PS3s are out there in the U.S. right now?
Less than four.
Less than four.
Yeah,
if it's less than four, I think then I don't think it's going to sell a million. I'll
300,000 copies before the end of the year.
Next time, could you speak?
Well, see, that's the thing. We might not ever get an accurate number on that because we still don't know how many. How many copies Warhawks has sold, because there's downloads too.
Yeah, exactly.
And Little Big Planet is going to be the same way. They're going to have a Blu-ray version and a download version, so we may never know, but...
No, we'll get a rough estimate.
We'll see what happens.
And my last one is just basically my sleeper hit. Not even sleeper hit. I think one of the games that's going to be that game that not too many people look forward to, but actually is going to end up both critically acclaimed and it's going to sell really well, is Infamous.
Oh, no argument. No argument. I actually heard, again, on One Up Yours, I heard, I think Shane was talking about it, and he's saying, I mean, I loved Crackdown. I'm going to come straight out and say it. I loved Crackdown. And he was saying, this is what Crackdown should have been.
Should have been, yeah.
And, I mean, that's just to say that, that's a huge statement. Because Crackdown, and he liked Crackdown, too, I think. If I remember correctly, he liked Crackdown, too.
I can't remember if Shane did or not, yeah.
But, I mean, that's a huge statement because Crackdown was a surprise hit last year.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I mean, lots of people liked it. So, I mean, I don't know. We'll see what happens, but I think Infamous is going to do very well. Mm-hmm. Critically, at least.
Oh, sorry. I have one more, which I think we've kind of covered it last week. Agency will not come out this year.
Ah, no, aww. No doubt. I agree. I have a PSP one.
All right.
With all the PSP advancements that they're making with, like, the GPS and Skype and all that other crap, you know how they have the PSP, the store that you can go on your PC and buy stuff and then USB cable it to the PSP?
Yeah.
I think you're going to be able to do 2 direct download to your PSP by the end of the year. You'll be able to go to the store, purchase, and direct download to your PSP by the end of the year.
Interesting.
Sorry, but I didn't hear the old crap.
It's possible.
I don't know. We'll see. Did we lose Jason?
No, I'm here.
Okay. You kind of faded away. It was like, you're getting really...
It's kind of like you're walking away.
Yeah.
I've been here the entire time. I don't know.
All right, Microsoft. Jeff.
Okay, where to start here? I think starting at GDC, I think Microsoft has a huge show planned. They haven't announced anything really new in a long time, and with E3, they stuck with 2007. I think part of this has to do with the whole Too Human debacle, how they showed something too early, kind of got some bad press. I think they're really holding a lot of stuff back. And call me crazy, this kind of goes with my overall. I'm predicting, this is my crazy prediction of this whole year, Final Fantasy VII remake for 360.
For 360
from Square, yeah. Actually, I think it's going to be multi-platform, but I think it's going to be PS3, 360. They're just going to announce it at not necessarily E3, whatever the last conference is. I'm thinking they're going to get something huge, and I'm also thinking another exclusive from Square, something one of their bigger franchises. I'm thinking something along the lines of Dragon Quest, but I don't know.
I don't know if I can agree with any of those.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. That's my wild shit, because, I don't know, just had this weird feeling.
Because, you know, Square Enix just signed on with Sony to remake games for PSN.
Yeah, they did.
So, I mean, there's that relationship building there, and I don't know. I don't know. I guess it's possible. I don't think it'll happen, though.
Personally. The only reason why I'm saying that is because the install base is so huge with 360, Square Enix can't take a chance to not have something as big as a remake of Final Fantasy VII not hit the biggest console in North America. North America.
I mean, that's the only statement that I don't really agree with. I don't think that, you know, their most popular, and I will go at a limb and say it's their most popular game in the series that they're going to bank on the 360.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's not going to be just the 360. It's going to be multi-platform. I'm saying that's what they can't ignore the 360 is what I'm saying, is they will. And the thing is that they're going to hit the most popular game on the two biggest markets, basically, on PS3 and 360.
I don't deny the fact that I think that they're going to remake 7. I
just don't think it'll
come to
360.
I don't know when. I don't know when or where. I don't know. Mm-hmm. They could do it on the PSP for all I know.
Yeah, that's true.
Certainly possible. I don't know.
Who knows?
The Ouija board tells me nothing.
another one, of course, I think Gears of War 2 will of course be announced. Little things, and they're going to have vehicles in this one as well, as they're going to up the players to 10 players online instead of 8. Might not sound like a big deal, but if either of you guys played Gears of War online, 4-on-4 was actually almost perfect, but you almost had that craving for it. If there's one more person per team, but it would make it that much better.
I think there's going to be a price drop.
They're going to go for what, 12?
12, yeah. I think they could go for 12.
It's possible.
I say 13.
There's a ref.
Nice.
And All right, sorry, go ahead.
I got one.
Go for it.
Since you mentioned it earlier, mm-hmm. I don't think two humans coming out this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm contradicting that shit. Because in mine, why don't you think it's coming out? First backup, why do you think it's not coming out?
I just think that there's too many issues that are going on, and they're trying to work out too much stuff. The game is extremely ambitious. Mm-hmm. They had way too many problems with their engine. They had to basically rebuild it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've seen very little of it. And, I mean, I'm really excited about this game. I want to be wrong. I am hoping to God I'm wrong, actually. But I don't think it's coming out this year. I think it's going to be next year.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm predicting it's coming out in May or June. Holy it's actually going to be above everyone's expectations.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I hope you're right, Jeff. I hope you're right.
I hope so, too. Just after seeing those, like, videos and hearing Dennis Dyack speak on, like, other podcasts or whatnot, and it sounds like he basically said, not recently, last year, he was on EGM Live when there was a whole blow-up with him and Mark McDonald, who gave a kind of negative preview to the game last E3. They basically said they're pretty much done the game. They're just kind of fine-tuning and whatnot and going through some stuff, which, of course, is probably an exaggeration because it's still been a while since that podcast happened. That was, like, pretty early last – well, not early, probably mid-year last year. And I just think it's going to – I think it's going to be pretty good. I think it's going to be – I don't think it's going to be what people think it is. I don't think it's going to sell particularly well, but I think the game's actually going to be very good. And I think it's going to come out June or before.
Well, T-Human is going to be a day one buy for me. So whenever it comes out, I don't care. It will be a day one buy. It'll be one of those ones that it's like, I don't care if I'm giving Microsoft money, and I'll buy it day one brand
new. Yeah. Hey, I just think they need it. I think Microsoft needs it. And the only thing holding them back, I think, would be the whole lawsuit with Epic.
And I think that's going to be a factor. And that's a factor in why I said that it's going to be until next year.
And that's a very, very, very valid factor. That could very much be true. But Microsoft needs it, because unless my prediction of them having a huge GDC coming up and they're going to reveal a lot of games that we've never heard, like not necessarily heard of in terms of sequels, but heard them announce or might have forgotten about, I think... if they don't do that, if that my prediction fails, then they need T-Human because they don't have too much that we know about coming out this year. That's huge anyway. And one of their big games, Fable 2, which I think will not come out this year. I think that's 2009.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that. And I honestly don't think Fable 2 is going to do nearly as well as Fable 1 did.
No, it won't.
Because, I mean, it's like, it's honestly, I mean, after playing Mass Effect, do you care about Fable?
It's just like Fable 1.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't care about Fable 1, but, I mean, Mass Effect is, it's a standard that RPGs on 360 are going to be held to, that American RPGs are going to be held to, and, you know, I mean, Japanese RPGs are a different story, you know, no one's going to be comparing Final Fantasy to Mass Effect, but Fable is going to be compared to Mass Effect because they're both American, I think.
Yeah.
They're both American RPGs, and, you know, I just think that Mass Effect is awesome. So,
I'd be lying to say I'm not looking forward to Fable 2 because I did kind of enjoy the first one, but I'm not super into it unless. And he's not really. They've kind of keeping it under wraps too. We don't know too much about it, but knowing Lionhead and their games, they're 2008, not likely. Jason, you have anything for Microsoft here?
No, I'm pretty much done. The rest of mine are like overall stuff.
Okay.
So. Okay. I just have two more. Sorry. Alan Wake, like I said, is either going to be pushed back or canceled. Marvel game that they're making, MMO, I think that's done. Totally canceled.
Really? I think so too. I hope not, but I think so.
I think that's done with. We haven't heard anything about that in over a year. And then my last thing is Microsoft is going to announce.
Well, we've heard rumors that it was canceled actually when.
That is true. Yeah.
Kind of split up. Anyway.
Moving along. GDC again. I think Microsoft is going to announce a home-like application. And it's actually going to hit Xbox before Home actually hits PS3. But it's not going to be a Home in terms of like a moving avatar thing. I think it's going to be more of like a MySpace/Facebook kind of application. That makes sense. I think it's going to be something more along those lines of customizable like rooms and whatnot. I don't think it's going to be, like I said, it's not going to be like Home where you're actually a digital character walking around and whatnot.
So you think they're going to give you an Xbox Live page that you can access through...
I think so, that you can totally customize and do whatever you want with and basically do other stuff. But I think
I would never, ever use anything like that, but I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, I don't think I'd use it either.
I don't think they're going to do that, but I agree that it's a good idea. I personally, just like Jason, I wouldn't use it because, I mean, I have a MySpace account and a Facebook account, and I check them never.
I'm on Facebook.
Like, I check Facebook when I get an email that says, you got a message from X, and I go and check it.
I think it's totally a good idea. You can record messages with a camera, voice messages with, you know, the headset. You can display your own achievements and whatnot. I think it could work.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they need something for home, and I just think it's going to be ironic when, like, if they announce this, if they did something like this, and they actually get it out quicker than home. Yeah. But that's what I say would be as ambitious as home, because home is pretty damn ambitious. So.
It is very ambitious. You're right.
I was going to say, sorry. Oh, go ahead, Chris.
Are you done? I mean, you've had 88 predictions about Microsoft.
I have a lot for everything. It's ridiculous. But I was just going to comment this because we mentioned it earlier, and I said I'd get to it when we did the Microsoft predictions. The reason I think 360 is actually going to widen the gap is because people in North America they buy what is popular. You see the Wii, that's why it's selling like crap. Selling like hotcakes. And I think Microsoft has already established itself in North America like the PS2 did around this time when it was released. Whereas now people look at the 360 as this is what was pushed for the last two holidays as the console to buy, which is obvious in the numbers and the NPD numbers that just came out, where it sold like what, 1.3 million or something like that, 1.4 million in December.
Yeah, but I have to counter this with the fact that the second year of Xbox, of the 360, in the U.S. was not as strong as the first year as far as system
sales. But that's a skewed number because, don't forget, that's when Microsoft apparently flooded the channels and said that they sold 10 million in the first year.
No, which they sold about 8.
Well, exactly. Well, do you think no one knows an exact number, though. Because when you look at the NPD numbers compared to last year, this year, they definitely sold more this year than they did last year. If you do a number comparison by month, they definitely sold more this year. The last month, December and November alone, sold more than half 2006.
I'll have to research that.
But that's what I'm thinking, because I think they've already established themselves.
Believe you.
Yeah, and that's fine. The ball is already rolling, so to speak, and I think it's basically the established system in North America. And I don't unless people all of a sudden say, I want HD movies, I want Blu-ray, then I think that's the only way I can think that the PS3 will actually start gaining ground on the 360 in North America.
And I think that is going to happen. I think that because the PS3 possible. Is being touted as, probably the best and most future-proof Blu-ray player on the market.
Oh, for sure.
And once word really gets out that it's, it's very comparable to the price of a normal Blu-ray player. You know, it's about $100, $200 difference.
Definitely.
Once word gets out, there'll be a lot more sales. And now you have it installed, in X amount of homes, and it's going to be huge. I think there's going to be a huge amount. And there's going to be a ton of people that are buying it just for the Blu-ray player and not the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but even if you buy it just for the Blu-ray player, you still have to load it up and look at that cross-media bar.
Yeah.
So, there's still going to be those people that they're going to load it up, and they're going to be like, oh, look at all this stuff. And then they're going to... Oh, PlayStation Store, and that's going to happen. There's going to be people that buy it just for a Blu-ray player, but end up using it for gaming as well.
Those sons of bitches pulled it off, like Sony.
It'd be cool to see. I just don't. That's just my prediction. I don't think it's going to happen this year. I don't think people are ready for it.
Yeah. Well, I think the 360 is going to be forced to drop their price another $50 at least.
Oh yeah, they'll have to.
Especially if the PS3 comes out and drops theirs another $100. I mean, there would be nothing stopping them at that point. If they drop the price to $300 on Monday, on the 28th, oh my God, that's going to be ridiculous.
Oh, for sure.
So, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. Because
and that could... Sorry, go ahead.
It's because they have Burnout that just came out, and then... Devil May Cry is right around the corner. So, I mean, those are two pretty solid titles that are coming out for both. And, if people are on the fence about which one to get still, which we know there's a ton of people out there that still are, You know, and if they see that the PS3 just dropped down below the premium 360, and I can get all these games on PS3, plus I get a Blu-ray player, plus it's got built-in wireless, plus it's got this, plus it's got that. I mean, it's going to be killer.
Mm-hmm.
That would be bad. That would be a bad situation for Microsoft at that point.
They would, but then again, like I said, Microsoft already has the ball rolling. They already have a bunch of established games, so. It still comes out in the games when it comes down to console gaming.
I agree.
So they can have the Blu-ray, they can have all this stuff, but unless these games show up and be like, hey, you want to buy this four games, then...
Oh, this year is critical for PS3 when it comes to games.
Mm-hmm.
Critical. I mean, they're big names. Metal Gear Solid, Killzone still has to do well, Little Big Planet, all those titles that they've been hyping up as exclusives, they have to do well. Because if they don't, I mean, it's going to be scary for them.
It's important.
Yeah.
They're fine overall, though. Like you said, they're... Yeah.
In general, I think they're okay.
But. And they're still going to do fine in North America, I just think. And when I say that 360 might widen the gap, I don't think it's going to be a lot. I think they could just keep it the same, or I just don't think they're going to gain that much ground, or they're going to make that much of a difference in sales. But if they do drop the price, then that could be totally wrong.
Yeah. Jason, what do you got, man?
For what?
You said you had some general ones.
Ah, my one big one? With XNA being released into version 2, I think we're going to see... I mean, casual games are already kind of a relevant thing. You know, we've seen Everyday Shooter come out from, you know, just, you know, one guy. Obviously, Geometry Wars was such a big hit on the 360, I think it actually sold systems. But I think this year, there's such a... I'm not kidding. It did.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, it's amazing, but and we've got WiiWare coming out, and I think I'm hoping we're going to see something from Sony in the lines of, you know, user-generated content. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, that's what they're doing with Little Big Planet,
right? And that's just for one game, though. I'm talking about an actual framework.
I see what you're
saying. Like XNA. Hoping that this is the year where we're going to see a ton of that. You know,
well, I wouldn't be surprised because they did it once already.
Yep.
You know, they had the how did they call it, the Net Yuruzi or whatever it was, black PlayStation. Yeah.
Yep.
They've done it once before, so.
I think they believe in that sort of thing.
I think they do too.
I'm hoping we see something on that end, but I'm hoping for a big year for user-created stuff.
That'd be cool.
Well, didn't Microsoft say something about doing, like, the game-like YouTube or something like that?
Yeah, that's supposed to be coming at GDC. That's been pretty much announced. That's why I didn't use it as a prediction. So, kind of like cop-out.
Because I'm actually... I mean, Jason and I were talking about it the other day, and both of us have interest in getting our hands on XNA.
Oh,
really? That'd be kind of cool.
That might be... You might hear about that in the near future, too. Mm. So... Cool.
That's just the pipe dream. Chris is a programmer. I've done a fair amount of coding myself, and we've got lots of artist friends. It could happen.
Yeah, I'm. I know that XNA probably uses a lot of C#, which is basically Microsoft's proprietary form of C++ in a way.
Right.
But I'm fairly confident it's not going to be too much different from, you know, what I'm used to doing.
Yeah.
It's not too bad.
That'd be kind of cool if you guys get on there.
Well, that's the hope. We've talked about it. We have a buddy of ours that we're hoping to get involved in it, and you know, we've got some ideas. So we'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Anything else, Jay?
That's my big prediction.
Cool. That's a good one, though.
I'm gonna write off your coattails from here on out.
I was done.
I got a couple more. I got a couple more, just overall ones, just really quick. Very quick. Like, besides my Final Fantasy VII remake on PS3 360, here's a very vague one. 360 and PS3 will have their best year ever. That's kind of goes without saying.
Wow. And
my, yeah.
You're still my Ouija board.
I totally disagree with that one, Jeff. I think you're dead wrong. You suck.
My big one, Knights of the Old Republic 3, multi-platform.
Wow.
Not Xbox, huh?
They are owned by EA now, right?
Yep.
Wow. That would be huge.
That's, I think, multiple. Whether they do it MMO style or a traditional, like a proper KOTOR, I think it's going to be multi-platform for sure.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, Megaton, cool. You heard it here first.
Confirmed. Ever since I started visiting GLF, that's been my favorite word. Confirmed.
Confirmed.
Cool. Well, you guys have any more?
No, that's good.
All right.
For me, anyway.
Well, listeners, if you guys have any predictions, send us an email. Send us
we
an email,
may or may not
email
read them.
At interactivedistractions.com. Let's get on with it then. Let's finish up here because it's getting late.
Let's do it. We had lots of emails.
New releases? Very few. I'm not going to do the ones that came out the week that we missed because it doesn't make sense to do that since they're already out. The Wii next week is getting Bomberman Land, which is kind of cool. I doubt it'll be online, though, so it still won't beat out the Bomberman on Xbox Live.
Right.
360 and PS3 are both getting Turok, and that is all. Yay.
Anybody play a demo or anything?
No, I have no desire. Terrible.
I don't know. Turok died a long time ago for me.
No yeah. Pretty much about intense. 5 minutes after it came out for the N64.
Yeah. Well, the first one was okay. That was okay. Second one, that was some nasty shit.
Yeah. And the PSP is getting one that I'm actually somewhat excited for. Pursuit Force Extreme Justice.
Cool.
Now, Jeff, have you ever heard of Pursuit Force?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, PSP.
Yeah.
Yeah, never played them, though.
It's pretty cool.
I get it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. You can probably find the first one pretty cheap. I would suggest it to anybody who's interested in over-the-top action games. It's pretty cool. You know, it's like a driving slash shooting game, and you jump from car to car. It's really cool.
And the first one you probably get at a pretty decent price now, too, right?
Yeah, you probably pick it up used for like $15 or something like that. I wouldn't be surprised.
Might give it a shot.
Yeah. That's it for new releases. I will hand it over to Jason.
To the emails.
We got some good emails this week.
We got lots of emails. Well, we got this, 2 weeks worth of
this
emails.
This 2 weeks.
That's why. No, we got some good ones, too. Anyway. What do we got from Ravenblade? All right. I want to complain. You three are fucking smegheads. did I say that right? Smegheads?
I think it's smegheads. He'll correct us if we're wrong.
All right. So not only are we three smegheads, especially Jeff.
Oh,
yeah, he's complaining about you. I get the fact you cut your own internet so you didn't have to talk to those other two, but you never thought of your listeners. It's your fault I had to go and listen to the crap that is IGN's podcast. So thanks a lot, you gets. No indice equals you three are smegheads. If you don't know what a smeghead is, go watch Red Dwarf. Lol. Joking aside, I was reading some interviews about the agency this week from CES. I'm so excited for this one. And there was some cool info that came out of that, like being able to play Q-Bert in the game, and that some NPCs won't even talk to you unless you've got a certain score in it.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty intense. I'm sorry, your Q-Bert score is not high enough. You are not the boss. Or how about sending some of your operatives out to spy on someone for you, but they don't come back when they should because they decided to take a vacation. But there was one thing on PSU that worried me. The game will ship with several mini-games, non-combat activities, and instance-based missions. Once players have mastered these quests and missions, new episodic content will be available for download soon after release, but no schedule has been announced as of yet. The plan is to have several smaller mission packs released with larger downloads a possibility as well. Now, he doesn't know where he got the info from, he doesn't know where PSU got that info from. As it was said in another interview, they didn't give a source or anything like that. What he's worried about is if it is true that there's going to be a lot of limited content available for the game. You know, they're going to release the game, and then they're going to kind of bleed you dry with additional stuff. Thoughts, anyone?
Well, the one thing that makes me feel better about this situation where they maybe wouldn't do this is the last game that we saw that did do something like this was Phantasy Star Universe. And, you know, they released a game that had very limited, you know, missions to it, and then they slowly started added content. And, you know, if they do that, that's fine, but they better ship the game with a lot more shit than PSU had, because,
yeah,
I mean, if PSU had half of what it has now, that game would have sold pretty awesomely, I think. I think it would have been much more popular. A lot more people would have been playing it. But, you know, they shipped it with almost nothing. And all of the people that like Jason and I know, that played PSO were very disappointed. And because there wasn't enough content and there just wasn't enough to do.
We were bored.
Yeah. So I think that I have a feeling that a lot of it will end up being free. And they might have, like, much larger mission packs that they charge you for. Mm-hmm. But, you know, as long as the game is full-featured, you know, I'm not too worried about it.
I think it will be full featured. So I'm hoping for just.
I'm hoping too, because it's the game sounds pretty ambitious and it sounds like it would be fun. So we'll see.
Yeah. High hopes. All right, Ricky Duty. What up, homies? I just got done listening to episode 9, and I must say one thing, Jason. Funniest line ever. Some magic, crazy fairy shit. I laughed so hard I had to rewind it twice to hear it and write it down. When did I say that? I
don't know. It was at the end. He actually told me when you said it too, because he IM'd me about it, and we were talking, and I was like, "When did he say that?" And actually, keep going, and I'll find it and I'll pull it up because I think he posted it.
Anyway, I kind of have a funny story for you guys. Chris trimmed it down. Thank you, sir. Basically, he got his 5 Blu-rays. Most of them sucked. He brought 4 of them back to Best Buy, got $100 for them, spent half of it that day, went back to spend the other half, got Tomb Raider Anniversary for the 360, had $10 left, grabbed a $7 Clerks movie, got rang up, and the total was $67? Hmm. Notice he grabbed the wrong version, got the right version, total came out to $20. Chris, why the fuck am I reading all this?
This is the short version, dude.
It doesn't make any sense, though. Like, the context is all out of whack.
No, the context is all right. That's the way he put it.
He's got the right version. Ricky Duty, I'm sorry, man. All right. So, all right, his total came to $28. Cashier voided the game. He paid for the 2 movies and walked out with the movie and the game.
So, but basically, he went, got a movie and a game. He got the wrong version of the movie. They went and replaced with the right version of the movie, and he voided out the game and rang up both movies, and he paid for both movies and walked out with the game.
See, that made sense.
That's what I wrote.
Grab $7 bucks. Anyway, all right, he has another point. The point is, I don't know if you guys have played Tomb Raider Anniversary, but it's a good game. Looks very nice, especially when Lara gets wet. The puzzles are pretty and all, but the NPC AI is very stupid. Like, the mobs run around you and get stuck in walls and shit. I've only gone 2 levels in, but I don't see the NPC getting any smarter. I am enjoying the game, though. For $20, it's pretty cool. Plays kind of like Legends, a mix of Prince of Persia with gun shooting. Or Uncharted.
Pretty much, yeah. Sounds like Uncharted.
I added the Uncharted bit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the Uncharted was added by him.
I also got a new guitar from eBay. Paid $110 with shipping included. Not a bad deal. Now that the extra guitars have been delayed until March. Now they're pushed back a little farther. Anyway, also I got my replacement drum pad, and I can say the pedal feels sturdier, and the rubber on the pads are thicker and feel nicer. Okay, I promise I will send an audio. Good luck. He'll pop our cherry. Keep up the good work, and Jason, you should do stand-up or Broadway singing or turn in tricks on the corner or some shit.
Here is what he said it was about. He said it when you guys were talking about the air guitar thing, and he brought up the toothbrushes to play music from Britney Spears.
Oh, yeah. Well, that is some, you know, crazy magic fairy shit.
Magic crazy fairy shit.
I don't know how it works.
But, yeah. Right. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. So he got his new bass pedal, and he posted today and said that his bass pedal broke.
Oh,
shitty.
Sorry, Rick.
That sucks.
Rick, you keep coming up with excuses to not have a, you know, drum off with me. I think you're just running scared.
I have a question. If you don't have your bass pedal plugged in, what happens?
Oh, you're fucked.
Yeah, oh,
okay.
It just doesn't register.
Okay.
At all. I thought maybe there was a slight chance. Best Buy, they had a demo set up where
it didn't have the base pedal installed, but it was asking for it, you know, during the demo.
Yep.
Okay.
This was fucked up, and I failed out of the song within, you know, 10 seconds.
Okay. I always wondered if we didn't plug in, maybe the bass notes wouldn't even be on there.
No, they are. Because remember that I had a problem with my drums because the bass pedal wasn't registering with it. They're still there.
Okay, I always thought your problem was you were it was registering, but I thought when you hit the bass pedal, wasn't registering on the screen. You're saying it wasn't even picking it up at all, nothing.
No, it didn't pick it up at all.
Oh wow, shitty.
Yeah, very. But it's all fixed now, so that's cool.
Cool. All right, Jazz writes, "Hey guys, I'm really enjoying the show. For my most anticipated game in 2008, I'd have to say Super Smash Bros. Brawl. I'm loving the Wii, but it will be nice to get a decent online game. Plus, I plan on being able to beat Jeff's ass in at least one fighting game in my lifetime. I'm also really interested in Spore. Should be an interesting year. Cheers, Jazz." So, you know this guy?
Jazz?
Yeah, hold on a second. What's his real name?
Is it Dan?
I think it is Dan. Hold on a second.
Dan, you wrote in? That's awesome. What's up, Dan?
Dan Finn.
Dan Finn, yeah. Me and Dan are good friends. Yeah, he wipes my ass in Smash Brothers all the time.
Oh, really?
But I own him in every single other fighting game we've ever played. When Street Fighter 2 first came downloadable on 360, I guess it was a Saturday or Friday, I went to his place and we were there before we all went out somewhere. And there's about four of us just kind of chilling, pre-drinking, and we're playing Street Fighter, and I think I won something. He'll probably write and correct me from it. I think it was around 20-something consecutive matches. Because we just did the whole, if you win, pass the controller around. And these are some of my friends used to be good at Street Fighter, but they haven't played it since it was in arcades, so. Yeah. But he'll wipe my ass with Smash Brothers. But I'm going to practice, Dan.
Look at bust out the Pikachu.
That's right. I rock a mean Pikachu.
Well, Jazz was actually writing in reference to our question of the week 2 weeks ago, which was, you know, your most anticipated title in 08. So continuing along that line, we've got Ravenblade again. His answer for question of the week, episode 9, Killzone 2 is a game I'm looking forward to most in 2008. Really liked the original game for its story and atmosphere, and Killzone 2 looks unbelievably good. Also looking forward to Resistance 2 with 60-player online, 8-player co-op, and we know after Resistance Fall of Man, Insomniac can do first-person shooters.
Yes, they can.
Definitely.
Looking forward to loads more as well, like Metal Gear Solid 4, Gran Turismo 5, Little Big Planet, Wipeout HD, etc.
Wipeout HD. Oh,
yeah.
I always forget about
Can't
that.
Can't wait. I know, I always forget about that too. Especially, I think it's probably because Pulse just came out.
Yeah.
We're saturated with it right now. It's like, oh, there's Pulse.
Sure. Alright, moving along. Evil Pirate John. I like this guy. Question of the week. As of right now, my most anticipated game is Rainbow Six Vegas 2. You guys probably aren't a big fan of that pick, however, I love the campaign and online modes of that game. I also used to play with one of my good friends online, so we were both looking forward to getting back into it. Rainbow Six is more than just your normal first-person shooter because it takes a lot of strategy and teamwork to become a good player. You need to work at it.
Isn't Rainbow Six third-person?
No.
It's not. It's first-person. Okay.
It's third-person when you take cover, though.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
I see. A few other games that I'm also really looking forward to that are coming out sooner than later are God of War and Crisis Core for the PSP.
Woohoo!
Choices.
Yes, very good.
It's just hard to get. It's just hard for me to get excited for games that don't come out for another 9 months. If I had to look ahead, I know that my anticipation will grow for Resistance 2 and Gears of War 2, but as of right now, they're just too far away. Mm-hmm. Oh, and if you ask me this again later, I will also say Ghostbusters the video game.
Oh, yeah.
Ghostbusters is my favorite movie of all time, and I can't wait to see how it's adapted to the consoles. I heard that it is actually supposed to be the real Ghostbusters 3 in terms of the story, so that would be very cool.
Oh, neat.
Yeah, it was actually written by Dan Aykroyd and, what's his face? The guy who wrote the other ones. Egon. I always forget his name. Egon, yeah.
I don't remember. Dan, I don't know his name.
Do anything,
he's so. Egon in my book, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Let's see. On another note, you guys joked around about having Jeff and Clown T square off in a debate for your show.
I think it would be a good idea to make this happen live for a Super Bowl halftime show. I assume that you guys could dominate the ratings compared to the Bud Bowl, Lingerie Bowl, or whatever stupid halftime special that MTV usually puts on.
Aren't they having it with, sorry, go ahead. Keep going.
That was it.
I was going to say, who are they actually having with Super Bowl? Someone ridiculous for this halftime show on Super Bowl.
I heard Paula Abdul.
Sorry?
Was doing this. I heard Paula Abdul was doing the Super Bowl.
I heard it was some like Tom Petty or someone.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Who knows?
I'm not up on it.
I'd do the show. I'd do it, John, man. You know I'd do it.
Should we try and get a clown? Should we just call him Live Clown or Clown T?
I don't know. Is it Clown? Clown?
Name? I call him Clount.
Clount? But he's got like the 3-3 at the end. It's like mm-hmm. Clown T. I don't know. Should we get him on the show?
I don't think he'd come on.
Oh.
Not because I don't think he'd want. I just think he'll be busy or whatnot.
Yeah, he's a pretty busy guy.
Pussy. I'm just calling
him stuff maybe, going on.
You know. Maybe I'll antagonize him enough to get on here.
All right, more question of the week. So we got Ricky Dute. The game I'm most looking forward to is Smash Brothers, but it just got delayed until fucking March. I wish if that game will... Wait, I wonder if that game will ever come out. Bastards.
No, it won't. It'll never come out.
No, never.
It was canceled. Confirmed.
Shit,
confirmed. From Nabo. Hey, guys. Games of 08. Well, hands down, it is the year of the PS3, which works out for me, but what I really, really want... Settle yourselves. What I really, really want is a Lair movie or sequel. The game is one of the best stories I've ever seen. Simple, sure, but, you know... The whole good decision versus bad action added a great duality to the game, despite the fact that I am the only person on the entire face of this planet that is enjoying this game.
Clown liked it.
Honest.
I liked it too.
Honestly,
I said I'd give it a high 6.
That's better than 5.
It's better than
honestly,
most.
I'm looking forward to the very promising shooters on the PS3. No more puss games like Call of Duty 4. That is a puss game. And you guys are pussies for
what?
Playing it. Call of Duty 4 is that are dumbed down for those console gamers. Haze is coming. Killzone 2 isn't far away. I enjoyed the first Killzone, and it was one of the few PS2 games I played online. I like the story behind both of these games, and I can't wait for a damn fun shooter with fantastic visuals.
And you're going to be waiting a while for Haze, because I just got pushed back to possibly 2009.
I think a lot of people are going to be disappointed with Haze, though.
Haze is going to suck ass. Sorry, I'm putting that out there. Prediction.
Prediction. Write it down, man.
Haze will suck.
Alright, there's of course WWE 09 on the PS3, which will hopefully have the issues worked out, tweak everything, and bring the game back to its PS2 glory. Lastly, MotorStorm 2, or some DLC, downloadable content, I'm mm-hmm. guessing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sure, the game is good. I guess I will say home as well. He's looking forward to that. I was pissed when this thing got delayed, and then Sony jagged me with firmware 2.0. Hopefully one will be here by March, or else somebody's going to get upset, and his name is Nabo. Well, that's all I got for emails, kitties.
Cool.
You guys still there?
Yeah.
Yeah, still here.
There was someone brushing his mic against his hand or something over there.
That might have been me.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was.
I'm kind of leaning back. It's kind of like on my shoulder.
Anyway.
It's always me.
So we're going to have a question of the week next week as well. And what we're going to try and get in the habit of doing is having our question of the week somehow tie into our feature so we can have you guys interact on the show a little bit more. But the feature next week, and therefore the question of the week, is do games define the console? And think of it as do the clothes make the man? Back in the day, you know, we had our kiddie games on the Nintendo. We had a slightly more hardcore set of games on the Genesis. Today we're seeing the same kind of trend, but the technology has evolved so much. And games are being based around that technology as opposed to, you know, just being a generalized game. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, so basically what it boils down to is what we're asking is, do the games define the console, or has it turned into the console defining the games?
Right.
So
that's it.
And we're going to talk about that next week.
Yeah. So we want you guys to send in emails. Once again, the email address is email@interactivedistractions.com. Try and get those in before, what's the date here? We record on Thursday nights. So what does that fall into next week?
It'll be the 31st.
There we go. So get it in by the 31st, and we'll try and get it on the show. Sound good?
Yep.
I'll make sure my internet's all fine and dandy.
Yeah, you do that.
Or I'll just...
You gotta work out whatever you gotta
work
out.
Or else you might get more hate mail from Ravenblade.
I'll still be here. I'll just be stealing another random connection I can find.
I'm telling you,
hey, well, at least the connection lasted the whole show.
Yeah, it's true.
How's your download doing, by the way?
Oh, it's done. I actually played it for about 10 seconds.
Son of a bitch. It's
like cheating. I thought you guys heard me. I'm like, you can probably hear me pushing the button, so I'm just going to stop. I literally just ran. I ran down a set of stairs and killed one dude and stopped. I was like, I can wait. I can wait 20 minutes.
Cool. Well, this show has gone a little longer than usual. Mainly because we were trying to make up a little bit from last week, so we had extra emails and a few extra news stories. So,
picture it like two shows in one.
Yeah, it's like two-thirds of shows in.
Yes.
There you go. So we hope you guys are still around, and we hope you enjoyed the show. We will be back. Actually, hopefully you will be getting another show in a few days talking about Mass Effect. So if all goes well, that will happen. But we will talk to you guys next week. Send in your emails, and have a good week.
Will do. All right. Thanks for hanging out.
Easy, guys. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
All right.